Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Cars, one search.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. If you listen to our weekday DJV program, you know they're the important cogs in the wheel. And we get together this time every week as an ancillary hour to complement the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. It's our view from the talk radio perspective, because that's what we do, of the 10 top stories of the week as published in Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. We also publish it at djvshow.com and on our social media, top 10 stories and the people that are associated with those stories. So every week I do this a little differently to keep everybody on their toes. I think what I'll do this week is go through the story list and see if I can not distract myself from the stories, and then we'll go back to them and to talk about the people associated with these stories. At number 10, Halloween. And I guess this time of year, there hasn't been, it used to be that on the top 10, there was always a sports story that sort of worked its way into number 10.
Surprised the World Series didn't make its way.
Yeah, right. First time in a long time. Yep. At number 9, the Alec Baldwin shooting on the movie set of Rust. Number 8, Facebook and what's going on with them. Number 7, the harsh weather the country is experiencing and has experienced. Number 6, relationships with China. Number 5, the immigration situation coupled sort of with race relations, and they go hand in hand. And so does the discussion of crime and what's going on with a lot of the immigrants that are coming into the country. Number 4, an investigation into January 6th. Let's see here. Number 3 is COVID. Number 2 is the economy. And number 1 is what's going on the federal level to the budget and who's going to get what term and Manchin and all that stuff. As a matter of fact, Manchin and Sinema are on the top of the list, the people list. The usual, the rest of the crowd that's there, Zuckerberg, Alec Baldwin, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So I don't know that we, unless you want to talk about, well, the World Series is inconclusive at the moment as we do this program. So let's move into.
Can I just ask a dumb question? I mean, maybe it's a dumb question.
No question is a dumb question.
Oh, thanks.
The only dumb question is a question that doesn't get asked.
As a non-baseball watcher, I'm just curious, like, because we had, we came close to having the Red Sox against the Dodgers, which
yeah.
I think would have been, two major cities, two coasts. I feel like that would have been a ratings bonanza. The fact that it's the Atlanta Braves against the Houston Astros, and the Astros are so shady, are the ratings down? Do people care less about this matchup? Or is it just me?
I don't know. There are a lot of Braves fans. The Braves used to have, like, they used to be called, like, America's team. They're very much like the Cowboys, where people who didn't have a team mm-hmm. would be a Braves fan because they were so good in the late 90s. So this is the first time that they've been to the World Series in, like, 20 years. And I have to tell you, watching as a Dodgers fan and they beat the Dodgers were very injured, so that's one piece of it. But they only won 88 games in the season, and they are on fire right now. So they just caught fire at the right time. They weren't the greatest team. Mm. So I don't know. I think there's a little bit of interest behind that. But what I do think is very funny and poetic justice for Major League Baseball is that they spent all their time, all their money, all their energy moving the All-Star game out of Atlanta because they didn't like what they were doing with voting laws. And they moved them to Colorado where there were more restrictive voting laws in Colorado than there were in Georgia. And now they look really dumb because the World Series is
now it's in Atlanta.
Atlanta.
It's going back and forth.
Anyway,
yeah.
So it's kind of funny.
Yeah, it is. Okay, number nine. I don't know if there's much to say other than what we all know and try to figure out what happened on the set of Rust. Alec Baldwin seems to has gone into hiding somewhere in New England. People are chasing him around anyway. But the
he's
whole
shopping scenarios. This week.
Yeah.
Well,
he
like was now we're going to have these sightings.
Well, yeah, he's somewhere in New England. I don't know. TMZ just said a small New England town. He's with his wife.
I would guess
and
he's in Western Massachusetts.
Kids.
That's the Western Massachusetts where they like to go. They've always liked going to.
I mean, they can't be in the Hamptons,
towns.
And they certainly can't be in
no.
New York City. So
no.
They need to be somewhere.
Tanglewood, somewhere up in
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I mean, he did
Barrington.
Meet with it, which must have been tragically just for everyone. But he went to. The woman who died, the cinematographer?
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Cinematographer. Yeah.
So he met with her husband and her, I think she has one child, and so that must have been just a devastating meeting for
not
everyone involved.
Not a pleasant
involved.
Meeting. Mm-mm.
Yeah, and
no,
so, and I guess the latest is just that we're waiting to see if criminal charges will be pressed against the woman who was in charge of the armorer is the technical
kid.
Term.
Yeah,
she's 24.
Old.
This
no
is her
experience.
Second gig, and the first gig she had was a Nicolas Cage movie where Nicolas Cage wanted her fired off the set because she was firing rounds right near his head, and it blew out his eardrum. So she does not have a good track record.
That's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and apparently she was carrying the guns, and Jay, you've worked on a movie set, and you've talked about, you know, how the props
they're under
and guns
lock
and
key, and when the armorer has to get something out, everybody has to stand back, and the only time it changes hands is when the armorer is giving it to the cast member who is actually going to be using it for a scene. There are no middleman men.
Yeah,
so
and this one had a middleman, and it was a mess.
Well, and a lunch break. When the gun was originally brought out, they cut for lunch and then came back, and it's like nobody checked the gun again.
Yeah. It's very sad.
Yep. Okay, number eight this week is a focus on Facebook, and so we can have Victoria tell us the story about Facebook changing its name to Meta and who really gives a rat's behind.
Well, it's the most pathetic attempt to divert away from all the horrible news that Facebook has had. I mean, last Monday, internal memos that were leaked to the press, basically from the higher-ups saying, everybody, you know, gird your loins because this is going to be a bad week for Facebook. All of the press outlets that had been withholding their stories all released them on Monday and Tuesday. So it was just one bad story after another. The internal, you know, investigation that happened, the external investigations. Facebook constantly chooses profits over people, and it's been a mess. It's bad for kids. It's bad for, I mean, they knew that they were inciting a race war in India. I mean, they just, and it's so wild. The misinformation, whether it's COVID or election information or whatever it was, I mean, every possible box that you could check that makes Facebook a terrible company, all those boxes got checked. So what Facebook's response was on Thursday, Mark Zuckerberg trying to put on a fake smile and made a video about, hey, everybody, our new parent company name is called Meta. And it's the metaverse. And so it's such a stupid name. And he's trying to obviously divert away from. Now, Facebook, the app, will still be called Facebook. But the parent company, because he says they have so many other interests, that it's now Meta.
All right. Who cares? All right. Number seven, as we work our way to number one on the talk radio review, is the weather around the country, summarized best by looking at the East Coast, the West Coast. This past week, a lot of rain on the coasts.
and caused by various high-volume storms. When I say volume, lots of rain. Jennifer, how much rain did you get in Los Angeles on Monday,
Tuesday? I don't
know
the totals, but it was a lot of rain on Monday. That's
was there a problem with mudslides like there usually is if it's heavy rain?
Yeah, there were a few, but there a lot of people, well, because we haven't had a lot of burn in Southern California. Up in Northern California, they got more rain, and there was some flooding and mudslides. But there were a lot of people who took the precaution, and they were shoring up around Southern California. A lot of sandbags went out. A lot of fire crews were out trying to shore things up. So
this storm was so
big.
This storm was so big that people saw it coming. Like, you guys actually had time to prepare for this. I mean, days, like 5 days ahead, they saw this on the radar, and it was just what they call the bomb cyclone.
It
took a while to get here, and then when it did, and then on the East Coast, up in Massachusetts where you are, Doug, 500,000 people lost their power.
Yeah,
we had our power flickering here in New Jersey on the coast.
There's a coastal storm.
Yeah.
So, Jay, in Nashville, where you live, what sort of, it sort of skirted around those areas, although you've had a lot of wild and wet weather this summer and early fall as well there, yeah?
Well, it actually rains quite often in Nashville and in Middle Tennessee for that. Like, when we first moved there, we didn't realize how much it rains. And it's not that it's downpouring all the time, but there is enough moisture and wetness falling from the sky that it really does rain a lot. The big storms we were supposed to get, Monday morning, early Monday morning, it was a pretty heavy downpour with some intense lightning. But other than that, didn't really get much. And then as far as the last couple of days, I have no idea. I'm not there.
Wow. I'm looking out we have a beautiful clear sky here as we're doing this program. And for the first time this year, we have a slight touch of frost, not a lot, because it was like 35, 36, some of the lower lying areas, just a bite. But then the temperature's going back up again, and there won't be any frost for probably the next 10, 12 days here. It's warmed back up again, but very wet, as it has been all season. Pretty harsh for the farmers and people that need to make their living outside, the roofers, people who work in construction. Been a tough, tough year for all those folks. As we continue here in the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, we focus on China as we continue. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fat product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. All right, we don't really have time to do justice to the things going on in our relationship with China right now, so we'll pause and do that at the bottom of the hour. There is, though, with number five, an interesting situation. According to the Wall Street Journal this week, there are plans, apparently, buried in the budget negotiations, which could play into the number one story this week, actually, to pay hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to families who were separated at the border as a sort of acknowledgement or a penalty move or something. The poor families who were trying to get in here illegally, and they're separated at the border. So my question is, what about all the homeless?
Some money. I want you to hear how much money. $450,000 each.
A piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$450,000
In what universe does that make? Is this enough? You want to impeach Biden?
Meanwhile, if you have $600 in your bank account, they're going to be searching around.
Yeah, the IRS is coming after you if you got $600 that got transferred in some questionable way. But we can give hundreds of millions of dollars to people who shouldn't have been there in the first place. Whether we treated them well or
not. Well, not everyone at the border is there legally, though. Some are
there. Yeah, but come on, Victoria.
Well, I know, but we have to just be, you know, factual. This is not just every illegal immigrant. There are people waiting for their court cases, too.
No, I didn't say that. The fact is, this is outrageous.
These are, yeah.
It's 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air, talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul. A century of dreams haunted the loggers and the cowboys. Double crossed by Old Sack and Salem. They cursed rough roads, hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver.
Except for the armorer.
Right.
Yeah, actors are not in charge of checking props like that. That's ridiculous.
But here's, I mean, wouldn't this be a nice kumbaya moment? Because I know everybody likes to vilify the NRA, but the NRA actually does some really great work and really great training. Wouldn't it behoove these people in Hollywood who all they do is just talk smack about guns and don't really know how to use them to have the NRA come into a movie set and give everyone training if there's going to be weapons used on the set? Wouldn't that be something that might bring people together to give people more of an understanding?
I disagree with you that people talk smack about the NRA.
I think the way the NRA
conducts themselves, it's the leadership. It was Wayne LaPierre who gave them a black
eye. Ask Alec Baldwin what he said about the NRA. He said some pretty awful things about the NRA.
Separate from that, there should be no live rounds when your job is playing pretend. There should be bottom line. Doesn't matter who trains
you. A lot of these dimwits, they don't know what to do with the weapon. And so I think everybody should have NRA training, to be honest.
Yeah.
It is the best thing that I did when I bought
I was in high school. I was in the NRA in high school. It was fine. Learning how to shoot a rifle and stuff on the farm. Yep. Where'd you start to say, Jay?
Oh, Mike Willard echoed that statement that forget blame. The lesson is one NRA member should have been an instructor, and this could have been prevented. The film I worked on, there were no live rounds. There weren't even fake rounds. It was a complete pretend gun, and there were still all of these hoops that everybody had to jump through to get it. But the armorer took the actors who were going to be doing the pretend shooting to an actual driving range so that they could feel the kickback. Yeah, so they could feel the kickback so that they could fake it themselves.
Yeah. There you go.
Much smarter.
Yep. All right, let's keep moving here. Next up, if Trump ran for president, do you think he'd win? Oh, my God, what a waste of time this is. But go ahead.
Quite a few people do believe he would win again.
Sure.
I believe he'd win again, hope he would win again. Lenny Skevinicki said possibly win in a landslide where
what
John Eastman was
name.
Like.
Wait a minute. Let me try that one. Lenny Skevinicki. Great name, Lenny. Fabulous.
A strong name.
That is. It is.
And John Nielsen said no, he would not win again because he believes that he needs the independent support and he doesn't have enough independents that would support him.
I think that's very.
I don't think that's actually true anymore. Huh. Only Biden's support with independents has dropped down.
So can we get somebody new? Let's get a new face in here instead of these two old you know whats, and get some real leadership instead of all of this stuff and these people arguing about the personalities. Somebody who's actually going to do something. Hello. Ding, 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 ding.
No one else seems to know anybody.
I'll run. I'll run and I'll win. How about that? Okay.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Jay. All right. Gas prices, Jay.
They're high.
Yes, they are.
They're high.
That's the news. Gas prices are high.
Back to you.
They're going higher. Right. Okay. So let's see who.
The
Susie
most
Ortiz.
Is under $5 in Guam. Chris Bialcino said $4.94 in Guam, $4.80 in L.A. is what Cammie Hoffman said. Chris Meacham said $2.93 at the Walmart Neighborhood Market in Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
There we go. Let's move to Hopkinsville, Kentucky for cheap gas. Good for you, Chris. All right. Thanks for all your comments, Laurie and Susie and Joanne and Chris. This is the DJV overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world at 28 after the hour.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon Prime is known for bringing unparalleled speed and convenience to shoppers, but are you getting the most out of all Prime has to offer? In addition to fast, free delivery on millions of items, Prime membership also offers unlimited streaming of movies and series with Prime Video, including content you can't find anywhere else, like Tomorrow War. Prime members also enjoy millions of ad-free songs and podcasts with Amazon Music, plus books, magazines, games, at no additional cost, and so much more. And with Prime's newest benefit, members in most areas can get free delivery on prescriptions from Amazon Pharmacy and other prescription savings at 60,000 pharmacies nationwide. Plus, members get ultra-fast grocery delivery and free pickup from Whole Foods Market and Amazon Fresh in select areas, along with exclusive deals and savings on everyday essentials, gifts, and more on Amazon.com. To learn more about how Prime is constantly evolving to offer more convenience, selection, entertainment, and savings every day, or sign up for your 30-day free trial, visit Amazon.com/Prime.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
All aboard! Haas Farms is now open, and it's family night fall fun for the whole family with a kids' roller coaster, go-karts and bumper cars, pony rides, little bug playland and petting zoo, zip lines and pumpkin cannons. Jump on the Haas Express Railroad train and cruise around the orchard. Family night is every Thursday with free general admission thanks to Sinorama. Haas Farms is now open for all the fall fun and food. Haas Kettle Corn, hot dogs, Lowe's Pizza, plus beer and wine for the 21 and over. All haunted attractions are open every Friday and Saturday. The Field of Screams, the Sinister Workshop, and the Zombie Slayer Pinkball Excursions. Come blast some zombies on the Zombie Slayer rides. Special thanks to sponsors Above Board Construction and Roofing, Redding Heating and Air, Sinorama, Redding Harley Davidson, and Only One Benji. All tickets are being sold online this year, so for complete pricing and a schedule of events, get online to HawesFarms.com. That's HawesFarms.com.
This is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month only, come down and celebrate Bricktoberfest. Tobacco and Brew is celebrating Oktoberfest this month with Brickhouse Cigars. Buy any 5 Brickhouse cigars and you will immediately receive a beer mug for free. Holding over 40 ounces of beer, this mug is colossal. Check out our fantastic beer selection while you're here. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to state with no more homeless pets.
The United States Marine Corps cordially invites you to celebrate the 246th birthday of our Corps, November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Event will take 30 minutes and include the presentation of colors, national anthem, recognizing the oldest and youngest Marines, and more. Birthday cake will be served at the conclusion of the ceremony. That's November 10th at noon at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Auditorium. Semper Fi.
Fabulous fall specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. Also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash and valuables, heirlooms and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving and repair service available in Redding, Roseville and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050 or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back in the fold, here we are, working our way through conversationally the top 10 items from the charts for the week of October 25th to the 29th, according to Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen. We're working with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner to get their thoughts. And what they've studied is certainly a part of the discussion this week for our conversations on the daily DJV program. I skipped over number 6 because there was a lot of information there. Actually, we could probably go back to number 5 for those of you who didn't get the message. The fact that the United States government, through this administration, is thinking about paying hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, as much as $1 million per family, to people who were separated at the border, who weren't supposed to be there in the first place. This is about as outrageous as anything. If you wanted to talk about having a good reason to impeach somebody,
Well, this is a lawsuit that's against the Trump administration. Yeah. So the settlement is going to have to come out during this administration. But any administration inheriting a lawsuit that goes forward, I mean, you're going to have to make
Trump
whatever
was
the
right.
settlement
Those
is.
Those people
but
should this, not have been in the country, period. Yeah,
and this
well, but
be
it clearly,
he,
but Doug, see, but here's the thing, though. Legally, he clearly wasn't right if they're going to reach this type of settlement.
But they're
so
not
how
is legally
it,
wait,
how,
but,
how
whoa,
do we
whoa,
keep
whoa,
people
let's
out of the country?
But let's just clarify that this is a settlement. It's not a decision in the lawsuit. So the Biden administration is saying instead of going through a lawsuit, which they'd probably win, by the way, because these people have no legal reason or standing to be here.
Zero.
And they can be ejected. So if they went through the lawsuit, that would be better for me. And then if they take the chance, they lose, fine. But what they're doing is they're saying we're going to settle instead of even allowing this to go
but
through.
But no one settles if they think they can win. No one does.
I don't know about that. With this administration, I think they want it to go away because they were also very vocal. Part of it is politics because they were so vocal against this policy themselves that they have no real way to come back and say, well, we're going to ride this lawsuit out because we agreed with the other guy. They would never be caught dead doing that.
It's breathtaking, isn't it, what we're doing? All right, let's go. Number six. Here's another real thorn in our side. Any number of things going on this week. Setting up a conversation about our relationship with China. And among the least of them, it's at least as far as we're affected here in America, was the Taiwan situation that continues. But in terms of what's gone on, those of you need to listen to Victoria tell the story about what the FCC is telling you regarding China Telecom. If you have these devices, and that's pretty much all of us, listen up.
Well, this is two separate stories that you've combined. So the FCC had a ruling this week. Yeah, it's totally two separate things. But so the FCC had a ruling that I just want to prepare people. This is not one story. Anyway, so the FCC made a pretty impactful ruling this week that they have revoked the authorization for China Telecom's U.S. subsidiary. That's a state-owned China Telecom company that has been operating in the U.S. for about 20 years now, and they have to cease operations and get out within 60 days. So this is they're not messing around with this. They obviously, you know, we can't.
It shows you how
the Chinese
bad it
government.
Is.
Yeah. Right. Well, the Chinese government is clearly influencing this company, this China Telecom
America.
They own
it.
Well, I mean, yes, they own everything, kind of, but they have the influence is, and the exploitation is really what the FCC cited. The control that the Chinese government has, they can, you know, enforce anything that they want, and this company is going to have to go along with it. So, yeah, they've gotten the boot, and I think that's, like I said, in a rare bipartisan moment, I haven't seen anybody saying that this isn't a good move. So that's worth noting. And then the other thing that you're talking about is Best Buy, Home Depot, and Lowe's are no longer going to be selling the security cameras made by companies Lorex and EasyViz because their parent companies have involvement in supplying the Chinese government with surveillance tech, especially surveilling the Uyghur population.
Where's the leadership in this country to calling a halt to all of this sort of thing?
Well, and you can't, because Trump tried to do that in several cases. He was right. I agreed with him. But there are still, you know, the way ownership is set up with these companies, it's very difficult to do that, to have a complete ban. Now, Huawei is the company that everybody kind of thinks of, you know, when you think of, like, the U.S. government banning them. That started with Obama, then it bounced back, and then Trump got rid of them again. So, and they're still, who knows where. Huawei still has their tentacles
lurking
and other things.
About, yes.
And so that's the thing. None of these companies are black and white. It's the parts are made here. It's assembled here. It's very difficult. It's a constant moving target. But I do think I applaud Best Buy and Home Depot and Lowe's. They took it on themselves to say they're not selling Lorex and EasyViz anymore because of those parent companies. And so, I mean, a lot of other companies can really, you know, Apple, Amazon, Tesla, you know, there are a lot of companies who can also fall into this category of probably buying and using labor that is forced labor from the Uyghur population.
All right. There's also sort of an ancillary story with that. The Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, says there are plans for the State Department to create a new Bureau of Cyberspace and Digital Policy, Would you not say, Victoria, that that was related to the previous two things that we've talked about?
Well, this is infrastructure for sure. I mean, we hear it's like a hack a day, right? I mean, it's ransomware, and we know that it's Chinese bad actors, especially the Russians, North Koreans, which are supported by the Chinese government. So, I think that this is
business. That's of course. The thing that's, I think this is well overdue. You know, people laugh.
Yep.
I can remember when Trump performs the Space Force. Oh, that's just his own little pet project. Well, no. This is where our new wars are going to be fought. They are going to be fought in cyber. And let me tell you, somebody drops some sort of bomb on us, electromagnetic bomb on us, we'll be done. If an EMP comes, everything's going to be connected to the power grid. It's just, you have the water supply that can be hacked. You can have,
which was hacked already in Florida this year, and luckily they caught it in time. But, you know, this is, in the first 6 months, this is a very expensive problem. In the first 6 months of 2021, we've already paid $590 million in ransomware attacks. And that's just, you know, in Bitcoin and whatever, we've gotten a little bit of it back, but not enough. I mean, almost $600 million has been paid in ransom. So we have to have something more concrete.
Sounds like an episode of The Blacklist, which is, by the way, on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern.
Or some kind of TV show, for sure.
It's a good, that's a very good whodunit show. All right, next, the situation, I want to go to the economy, which is number two, as we spend some time on this from a couple of different perspectives. Jennifer, because you're in Los Angeles, the port of Los Angeles, the congested ports there, it looks like the fabulous governor and the feds are going to try to fix the ports. Is this going to do it?
In the future, maybe it might help. But right now, this is not anything that's going to do anything for us in the interim. And we need help right now. So what happened
over this
past...
What is going to fix that then?
There's a lot of things. First of all, we've created a culture where people don't want to work. So there's a truck driver shortage. The truck driver shortage has been going on even before the pandemic, got worse during the pandemic. You also have environmental regulations that certain trucks can't even go into California if they don't meet environmental standards. And what's really stupid about that is that the amount of smog and pollution that is happening right now with all of those steam stacks in the middle of the ocean. Yeah, in the port. I mean, you're really killing yourself here to try to save the planet. You're actually making it worse by having all of these boats out there, these big shipping containers.
What is that, penny wise and dollar stupid?
Yep,
stupid,
penny wise
right?
And pound
exactly
stupid.
What it is.
Yeah.
And so you've got so much pollution. I mean, the environmentalists are going nuts because you've got, I think, 104 or 5 now big ships out there with all of these containers just waiting to get in. Then you have companies that went out of business who aren't picking up their containers that are kind of just mucking up the whole dock area. China's in control of one of the ports.
Yeah,
in
China
Los
runs the ports.
I mean,
if the ports start charging shipping companies to move containers for companies
stupid.
That don't even exist any longer, what's that going to do?
You got to figure out who belongs
they
to
have
what.
Any common sense, these people?
I don't know. The administration this week said we're going to start charging people a fine. This will fix the shipping problem. $100 a day. Do you know how much money is in those shipping containers? They're not going to blink at $100 a day. And for the people that are out of business that might actually care about $100 a day, they're already out of business. I mean, it's
how about
like
we
a
have
disaster.
A television show, Pawn Wars.
Seriously, yeah, storage wars, but
you don't pick them up.
Shipping
containers.
Get them out. But yeah, $5 billion went from Mayor Pete and Gavin Newsom in loans to try to fix the port, but that's not going to kick in for years. So
no. Okay. Also, number two, the cost, because it's about the economy. People are figuring out what the cost of Thanksgiving is going to be, and it's not a pretty picture. If you look at the food costs even now, and if you don't have a turkey ordered, you're probably not going to get one.
Well, and it's not just turkey. They're saying canned goods like
cranberries,
pumpkin, all of the stuff that people use. You may not, it might be expensive if you can find it, but many people won't even be able to find it.
I got a case of pumpkin here that I use to feed Daisy. Maybe I'll put it out on, I'll put it like $5 a can, a special. come to my house and get some pumpkin. There you go. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show and an overview of the top stories, the official list here. I'm Doug Steffen. Starting at number 10, the World Series. I celebrate the fact that there's a sports story back in the top 10 because it hasn't been there all through the COVID experience. Number 9, the shooting on the movie Rust. Number 8, Facebook and what's going on there and their future. Number 7, the harsh weather on both coasts, actually across the country. Number 6, our relationship with China and all of the various and sundry tools that we have gotten from China they're using against us and how people are not buying them and not actually big companies not selling them anymore. Immigration and that ridiculous situation where millions of dollars may be paid out to people who came to our country illegally. Number 4, the January 6th investigation. COVID is 3. The economy is number 2, and the budget is number 1 in terms of stories, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. 44 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get their best for their buck?
So good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's T-O-P-L-O-S. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the people list this week, Doug Steffen here to report the top 10 people associated with the top 10 stories. We try to do this as an official list in case we get bogged down in other conversations and you don't hear the list in its entirety, which, by the way, you can get every week at djvshow.com and talkers.com. At number 10 on this people list, Alec Baldwin, for obvious reasons. Number 9, Mark Zuckerberg, obviously, again, obvious reasons. Number 8, the president of China. I don't even want to use his name, so I don't. Terry McAuliffe and Glenn Youngkin running for the governorship there. Number 7, Trump is 6. Phony Fauci is 5. Miss Pelosi is 4. Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema are 3. Mitch McConnell is 2. And Joe Biden comes in at number 1, as you would expect. So that's the official list. You get it every week, as I said, at talkers.com or djvshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's get to the negotiations here. Number 1 this week, federal budget negotiations. Build back better. Yay or boo? Where are we? I think Jennifer. Boo?
Well, I'm a boo, but forget about that. Let's talk about the drama, right? So I think I've told you guys this before on our DJV show and here on the countdown. I'll say it again. I don't really like anything that comes out of the Biden administration, but I wish they would let me in there to help them message it. Because whoever is running their messaging team, whether that's Jen Psaki or someone else, it's pretty bad. So this week, Biden, before he went to the G20, went to Capitol Hill, which is fine. That's what a president's supposed to do. He went and met with the Democratic caucus. Fine. He leaves. Immediately he goes up and does a speech. This is where I'd say, are you nuts? They should have let him go up to Capitol Hill, not say anything, and send him to the G20. But they bring him up. He addresses the nation. So people carry this address everywhere on television. He addresses the nation saying, we have a framework. We have a deal. You know, this is why we were selling it, and he leaves. Okay, so everybody thinks that there's going to be a vote on his infrastructure deal and on the framework for the Build Back Better reconciliation bill. Well, 5 minutes later, the progressives in the party are coming out saying, we don't have a deal. We haven't agreed to anything. We want to make sure that these two bills are going to be voted on together. We're not in any way going to vote on infrastructure before we vote on reconciliation. So Pelosi goes to their group and says, you guys, you're going to embarrass the president. You have to do this. You have to vote. They kicked her out of the meeting. So how do you get this so wrong? These are supposed to be the top communications people in the business. I don't understand how you can have the president go out there and really look foolish saying we have a deal, and then 5 minutes later having the progressive caucus say, no, we don't have a deal, and we're waiting until we know for sure that every Democrat in the Senate is going to vote on both of these bills at the same time because they're not prepared to vote on one or the other. The progressives are okay to vote on infrastructure, but they want a gigantic reconciliation bill. And Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, who are more moderate, say they won't support a gigantic reconciliation bill unless infrastructure is passed. So that's where the stalemate is coming from. But don't you think
that the progressives now, like the super progressive part of the party, they see that Manchin and Sinema have made headlines every day for the last, like, what, month? And so they want some attention now, too, because clearly it works. If you don't agree, then you get headlines.
The one who's been leading the progressive caucus is Representative Jayapal. She's been everywhere.
Hi, there it is. Overview of the hot stories. Thank you, Jennifer, Jay, and Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from B&T 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at B&T makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
Burke's Construction Management is a local rating business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Football is life. Get in the game. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino on Thursday nights to catch your favorite pro team on any of our 12 TV screens and giant 12-foot projection screen inside overtime. Enjoy game day bikes every Thursday from 5 p.m. until the end of the game. What is better than football? Enjoying the game with nachos, wings, pizza, and your favorite pints. Come get your fingers messy at Overtime Bar every Thursday night. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour, time for a review of the top five items from the world of technology. According to the research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here with me, I'm Doug Steffen. Starting at number five, moving to number one. At number five, it's Car Talk. In a minute.
It is, yeah. Yes. So Tesla and the rental car company Hertz had a very big week. and they benefited each other in a major, major way. Hertz ordered 100,000 Teslas as part of its ambitious plan to electrify its fleet, and a first order of Tesla's Model 3 sedans will be available to rent from Hertz in major U.S. and European markets early November, so this is coming up really soon. Mm-hmm. And so this announcement was big for Hertz as well, because they just got they literally just escaped bankruptcy just a few months ago. So yeah. this was a really big deal for both of them. In fact, so much so for Tesla that this deal put them up into the $1 trillion market cap with companies like Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft. Now, eventually, their price dropped back down again, but at least it did hit that milestone. And this is going to be about $4.2 billion in revenue for Tesla. And anyone renting a Tesla from Hertz will also be able to use the Tesla network of 3,000 superchargers across the U.S. and Europe. So it was a big week for both of them. And, of course, be on the lookout. Hertz has launched a new ad campaign featuring Tom Brady in a very, very funny commercial.
So isn't Uber a part of this, too? Didn't I see that?
Uber has made Uber made an announcement that of the 100,000 cars that that Hertz is buying from Tesla, 50,000, half of those cars, will be available to Uber drivers to rent at $300 and something per week.
Number four this week is a focus on Best Buy and Home Depot and what they're not going to do anymore.
Right. Best Buy, Home Depot, and Lowe's are no longer selling security cameras from the brands Lorex and EasyViz after it was reported that these brands' parent companies have involvement in supplying the Chinese government with surveillance tech, as well as they use these cameras to spy on the Uyghur population. And now as we've been talking about in Xinjiang, that it's the Uyghur Autonomous Region. Essentially, they're an ethnic minority. They're a Muslim Asian group, and they have been basically forced into labor, slavery, whatever you want to call it. It's all awful. And so the U.S. Has been talking about this. The Department of Commerce has been warning that companies should cut all ties with other companies who are, supplying the Chinese government with this. So this statement obviously can apply to Costco, Sam's Club. They sell Lorex products, also tech, like Apple, Amazon, Tesla. Everybody has some tie to the Chinese government, and so at least stores are now taking a stand against it because consumers are taking a stand, and that's a good thing.
It is. Number three, the Federal Communications Commission votes.
Right, and this is also kind of a continuation of the last story. So the FCC voted this week to revoke authorization for China Telecom's U.S. subsidiary that operates in the U.S. They cited national security concerns. It's a state-owned China Telecom. It's one of the largest telecommunications companies based in China, and it's been in the U.S. for about 20 years.
Right.
They now have 60 days to get out. And essentially, the FCC, in some very strong language, said, basically, when they interviewed everyone from this company, they didn't find that there was any transparency, there was no trustworthiness or reliability, so they've got 60 days to pack their stuff and get out.
Right. Good riddance.
Which I think we're all in favor of. I haven't heard one person say that they don't think this is a good idea, so yeah. Good for the FCC, finally.
Number two, another federal agency, the State Department, is set up to do something new. What is it?
Yep, Secretary of State Tony Blinken announced plans for the State Department to create a new Bureau of Cyberspace and Digital Policy. This is kind of overdue as well. The establishment of the Bureau has plans for a new envoy to oversee critical and emerging technology and, of course, watching out for online crimes, notably ransomware, assaults on U.S. infrastructure, which we hear all too often. And so the Bureau is going to focus on international cyberspace security, international digital policy, and digital freedom. So let's hope. I mean, as of this year already, we've paid $590 million to ransomware attacks. So it's ridiculous.
Number one,
who cares? Well, Facebook has been in the news all week, and so they've decided that they want to make a big announcement that they're changing the parent company name to Meta. This is their metaverse. And so Facebook will still be called Facebook on the social media app, but the larger entity will be called Meta from now on.
Isn't that
obviously
like
they're trying to,
Didn't Google change their name to something else and not Google, even though it's always everyone?
Well, they
knows
were bought by
Google.
Alphabet is what you're thinking.
Alphabet.
That's the parent company. So, yes, it's similar to that.
Right. Same thing. Means nothing. Who cares? All right. There it is. The top five items this week from technology. Thanks, Victoria. Doug here at 59 past the hour.
Talk radio.
Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
So as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
Oh, and who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L dot.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden unveiled new steps in the U.S. The U.S. is taking in the fact that he hopes will strengthen and streamline supply chains. He took advantage of the G20 summit to discuss with other leaders in Rome.
Ships waiting to unload and close factories are hampering the global economy as it tries to recover from the coronavirus pandemic. The shortages are contributing to higher inflation, and that's causing things to cost a lot more in this country and meaning economic woes for Americans and political pain for the Biden administration. The president asked countries attending the Group 20 summit for help. Ken Lorman reporting.
U.S. regulators are delaying their decision on Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for 12 to 17-year-olds while they study the rare risk of heart inflammation. The FDA review could last until January. And the company also says it's delaying filing a request for emergency use authorization of a lower dose of the vaccine for 6 to 11-year-olds. Another rough travel weekend for flyers with American Airlines as they canceled around 1,600 flights.
American cites windy conditions in Texas and a shortage of flight attendants. By midday Sunday, American had canceled more than 700 flights. That's after scrapping nearly 900 on Friday and Saturday, according to FlightAware. The disruptions were similar in their initial cause and size to problems suffered in early October by Southwest Airlines, which at the time canceled well over 2,000 flights. And it raises questions about whether major airlines are prepared for the busy upcoming holiday travel period. American and Southwest say they've stepped up hiring. I'm Julie Walker.
Speaking of Southwest Airlines, they're conducting an internal investigation after one of their pilots allegedly used a phrase on the plane's PA system that's become a stand-in for insulting President Biden. More at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. ReliefFactor.com.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with his Chinese counterpart as part of the Group of 20 summit in Rome. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has this latest report.
The outreach is designed to ensure that the intensely competitive relationship between the world's two largest economies doesn't veer into open conflicts. State Department officials say, Blinken said, China has increased tensions with regard to Taiwan and that America wants to continue its one-China policy, which recognizes Beijing but allows informal relations and defense ties with Taipei. A further goal is to maintain an open line of communication with Beijing and set up a virtual meeting later this year between President Joe Biden and China's Xi Jinping. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And you can check out more breaking news, read the best analysis, log on to townhall.com. Another group of workers is suing Los Alamos National Laboratory over its COVID-19 vaccine mandate.
The complaint argues the mandate discriminates against employees who seek religious or medical exemptions. The lawsuit was filed in federal court by a Chicago-based law firm on behalf of eight workers. The lab's policy says those with exemptions have to use vacation time or go without pay until lab management determines it's safe for them to return.
Jeremy House reporting. The law firm says the policy amounts to accommodation by termination and that the one-size-fits-all approach is illegal. The lab has declined to comment on pending litigation over the mandate. The judge rejected a previous effort by more than 100 workers who sought to put the vaccine proposal on hold. A proposal to replace the Minneapolis Police Department with a new public safety unit goes to the city's voters later this week. More at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the theme, the official theme for the official countdown, which has begun. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. I'm here from points north, south, east, and west. Yes, Doug Steffen has been doing this for a while. So is Michael. So we're here. We're not here to rehearse. We've done this a few times, so I think we can manage to get through the top 10 stories of the week of October 25th to the 29th, and the people list as well, which is the official job of Talkers. You can find this list every week, along with all the news, focusing on the people and the issues at talkers.com. You can also find the list at djvshow.com. So, with that bing, I don't know where that bing came from, but bing, it's
that was,
time
that was the
for,
starting bell. That was like at the racetrack.
Right, okay, right. We're ready to go.
I like
that
the
was
the
bell
said,
to get me to be quiet and you get started.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, and you don't know where you're from. And that, isn't that funny where everything in modern life has to be somebody's from something?
Yes.
That we have to, we can't just be.
Right. Yeah. No, let's see. Here I am from, I haven't gone anywhere. I'm still from the same place I've always been.
Exactly.
From, if you
we're
will.
From, we're all, there used to be an expression, we're from hunger.
Yes.
Okay. That's right. Not used anymore.
This list is from hunger.
From hunger.
Right.
I love the old expressions. I'm a bug on words. Like, it stinks to high heaven. Ever hear that one?
Oh, yeah.
Or it stinks on ice. Ever hear that?
Yeah. Yes, I've heard that one as well. Yep, right.
Okay.
Or stinks like, what is it? It stinks like skunk. No, it's not. There's some other expression.
Now you're reaching.
I am. All right,
we've done all the stink cliches from the 30s. Okay. Number 10, World Series and Halloween.
You know, I clap and applaud because it's the first time a sports story has been in the top 10 for a long time because of all the COVID stuff. So it's refreshing. And I don't know what you think about the World Series. The two teams aren't much to be excited about, but it's nice.
Unless you come from Houston
or
Atlanta.
Atlanta.
I would have preferred to see an L.A. Dodgers versus Boston Red Sox World Series.
You know, everybody is saying that. Wouldn't that have been more exciting? We've had that comment more than you can imagine on the DJV program this week.
Really?
I was very surprised.
It doesn't
actually
surprise me. Well, I mean, the networks thrive on that. They really care about what cities are in because it has to do with national ratings.
Yep.
However, you know, for the people that live in Atlanta and the people that live in Houston, this is a cool thing. The Houston Astros are sort of the bad boys of baseball. They're sort of villainized for many reasons.
They well should very be good after team. Last year. Yeah. Right.
And the Atlanta Braves are, they're the underdog. They haven't been in the World Series for a long time. And now they're getting a little bit of political correctness blowback because of their historic tomahawk chop. You're familiar with that, with the fans make the hand move for the tomahawk, and they have this Indian-sounding chant.
Right.
Okay. Number
sort of like,
number nine.
Wow.
All I could say is wow when you think about the changes in how we approach heritage, culture, and things of that nature. I mean, there's a whole list of do's and don'ts for parents in terms of dressing their kids in Halloween
costumes. Yeah, who came up with that list? Where did that list come from? Who's responsible for that list?
From the Official Council of Political Correctness.
Ah, yes, right. In other words, nowhere. Right.
At number nine, we have the Rust shooting, the Alec Baldwin terrible story. Ooh. And number eight, Facebook papers, social media influence.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
What do you do anyway, so why not?
I was just thinking about how we can predict some of the things that will come up on your list during the week. There's always
I hope so.
Et cetera, et cetera. But this is something that came out of left field, and what makes the world of conversation and your list and what we do here, not just on this program, but in general in conversation.
Here in Radio Land.
It's amazing how the world adapts to or we focus on some of the stuff that you would never, ever think could happen. Who would have thought in 100 million years something like this could happen on the set of a Western? But it's happened before, actually, in our lifetime.
I was just going to say, it's happened before. As a matter of fact, what's amazing is how many times it's happened before. You know, we know of a couple of examples here and there, like, Bruce Lee's
son.
But now I'm hearing all kinds of stories. And what's really scary is some of the people associated with this film have had this type of thing happen before.
Yeah.
So this is a revelation. I mean, you know, most people think that blank guns are safe. But they carry explosives.
Well, they aren't. If they have something in them that's not, they're
bullet. But even if they don't have any projectiles, they still have hot gas comes out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Noise. Gunpowder goes off. I don't know. It's all just very upsetting, and hopefully, the industry, the film industry, will be more careful. And people will be more careful about guns, whether they are real or fake.
Mm-hmm.
At number eight, we have the Facebook papers tied
speaking
with social
fake.
Media. And what was that?
I said Facebook. Speaking of fake, I was thinking of Zuckerberg and what's the new company called? Meta? Meta? Yeah, whatever.
Well, what they've done is instead of Facebook being the parent company, they've made Meta, which is an interesting word. It basically is a Freudian slip of their megalomaniacal tendencies.
Yeah, right.
But What they've done is they've shifted it around where Facebook is not the parent company anymore, but Facebook is just a service, a product of the parent company that has all those other things that they've bought up.
Like the Alphabet buying of Google. Remember that a few years ago? The company's called Alphabet.
You know, it's hard to keep track. Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. Here in 2021, the second decade of the 21st century, as we're moving into the 21st century, 20th century is fading over the horizon. There's a whole new set of giant corporate powers that are running the world. Yeah. And now they have to be scrutinized the same way, you know, General Electric and U.S. Steel and, you know, Getty Oil and all those companies had to be back when Teddy Roosevelt was a big trust buster. It's we're living that again.
A break. That's what happened to AT&T. Remember when the telephone company was broken up into the Baby Bells?
Yeah, because they were too Bell big, too powerful. Baby Bells,
right. And that's the thing.
The fact is, what it comes down to, Doug, is that these things have become like public utilities, as opposed to just private platforms. They have become public utilities. They have become so important to day-to-day business and to day-to-day life that we have to look at them with the same type of eye on regulation that we would the water company, the electric company, things of that nature.
And those aren't very well-regulated. Electric companies certainly aren't. Look what happened. The electric companies are getting so big that they basically thumb their nose at the state of California and the people who live there. And the state, under Jerry Brown, bailed them out after the fires, which were completely their fault. And you look around at some of the other huge infrastructure companies and the food companies that are controlling groceries and what we eat and the farms and stuff. And it's getting to be, it's more than the government can handle. Maybe we're too successful for ourselves under the current system. But now everybody's getting backed up. Look at inflation and what, you know, where all that comes from. Anyway, that's for a minute or two down the road here.
Okay. Excuse me. Number seven, yes. We have climate change and harsh weather. It's been a really bad weather week. There have been cyclone bombs and atmospheric rivers and nor'easters, floods, tornadoes.
Those names are all kind of romantic, though, aren't they? A nor'easter.
Nor'easter. Yeah. I'm going to spend an evening in a nor'easter.
Right, exactly. Stay home.
I don't all celebrate. Right. I don't celebrate Christmas nor Easter. Oh well, whatever. U.S. six U.S.-China relations tied with the Taiwan alert. And number five, we had immigration crisis. The southern border is a mess. Race relations, crime, and violence. And number four. January 9th investigation tied with Trump's claims of election fraud. He's still beating that drum. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are dancing to that tune. Yep. And the Virginia governor race is very interesting, very close, and very telling. At number three, we have COVID-19, the vaccines, the masks, and the mandates, the politics, and the school board issue. School boards have become the hotspot of American politics right now. And number two, the economy, the supply chain, as you mentioned, inflation, as you mentioned, and the labor situation. And number one, kind of tied into the economy, the federal budget negotiations that are taking place. We've gone from about $3.5 trillion, we're down to about $1.5 trillion.
All right, we'll do the people list as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is Halloween weekend as you're listening to this program, the end of October, and it's Halloween time. The folks at Calitrin, I'll remind you of what they're doing because they're trying to help a lot of people lose weight as we go into the holidays and keep it off the natural way. That's the secret. Find out how well it's worked for millions of people, literally. There are thousands of examples online at toploss.com. Check it out. Calitrin available right now. There's a scary good sale going on for Halloween. You buy three and you get three free, or four or five. It's a really good time for you to get onto the program and stay there. Calitrin, it's a fright night when you look at yourself in the mirror and say, ooh, look at that fat. Get rid of it and keep it off with Calitrin. Natural way to do so, use the DJV code at checkout. Don't have to pay for either shipping. You get the great deals. You get six for the price of three. Great deals at toploss.com. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV,
You'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Use the code word L.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get their best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 month supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. Michael's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We've gone through the story list. Well, we've gone through the list. We'll go through some more of the ancillary stuff that kind of goes along with it conversationally as we move ahead. But let's do the people list now, Michael.
At number 10, we have Alec Baldwin. At number 9, we have the aforementioned Mark Zuckerberg. Xi Jinping at number 8. The dynamic duo from Virginia, Terry McAuliffe and Glenn Youngkin at number 7. Donald Trump is at number 6. Number 5 is Dr. Tony Fauci. Nancy Pelosi is at number 4. Number 3 is a tie between Joe Manchin and Mitch McConnell. And Kyrsten Sinema is at number 2. Actually, if I had to do it again, we would make it Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin tied at 2 and Mitch McConnell at 3. But, you know, it's
the same circus, the same stew.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And Joe Biden is at number 1. And there you go. Interesting mix of people in the spotlight.
Yep. Speaking of people, because this is all about talk radio and the people who are in it, I think we would be mistaken not to mention the passing of a fellow that was doing talk radio for a long, long time in Cleveland. Kind of down to like a meat and potato guy. I remember meeting him once or twice, Mike Trevisano, who passed away this week at the age of 74. What did you know about him? And you know,
Mike Trevisano was a quintessential local talk show host who in Cleveland was a legend.
Yeah.
And very much a part of Cleveland's culture. He was part of the soundtrack of Cleveland. He was Mr. Cleveland. And 74 years old. I hear he was overweight and
smoked. Yeah, very much out of it. Yeah.
Things of that nature. I never had the pleasure of knowing him personally. I certainly knew of him.
Yeah.
His death was unexpected. He had been on the radio the day before.
Yeah. One of the things I remember about doing some, when I was doing I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati at the time, I had the opportunity to do some filling work in Cleveland, so I'd just jump up to Cleveland and do it. And he was just getting started at the time. He did a sports show first before he was on. I was on, it was 3WE at the time. Hmm. And then the call letters changed. I think TAM. That's where it got changed to. But anyway, he was a sports guy before he became a regular talk guy. Can you think of anybody else who's done that or gone from sports to regular talk or from talk to doing sports talk? Anybody come to mind?
I'm the morning co-host at WABC, Sid Rosenberg.
Right.
Yeah. Went from sports to regular talk. Mm-hmm. And then there was that fellow. Gosh, I'm blanking on his name. He was very outspoken on television, wound up with his own general talk show. You don't see him anymore, or maybe I just don't know where he is. He was a sports talk show host, a TV sports commentator, very bold, aggressive, got in trouble a lot, and then wound up being a commentator.
What city was he in? Do you remember? I'm trying to place
no.
it could be.
It'll hit me later. Maybe next week I'll mention it.
Yeah.
It just sometimes. Okay. Howard Cosell was one of the original guys who went from sports to becoming talking. He used to do a show called Talking About Sports.
Yes.
And then he wound up doing a show called Talking About Everything. So there's a little bit of a tradition of that.
Yep, there sure is.
The guy in the morning, Len Berman, with Mike, with Michael, again, blanking on names.
I remember.
At
WOR. Well, he was on with a kid that went back to Florida for a while. I'm trying to remember his name, too. Mm-hmm. Berman was a Boston fixture, did Boston sports, and then went to New York to do it on television, and then became a radio guy, and he's been pretty successful at it. I think he's got an interesting pitch on things. But anyway, those were examples. I was thinking of who's changed and who's gone in what direction, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, all right. Meanwhile, we have the focus, if you will, on some of the nuance. I want to talk about China a little bit, if we may, and certainly COVID, the vaccines, lots of things there that are making it to the surface. And we'll get Michael's spin on that as we continue here, 28 after.
Pat Boone here for the folks at Swiss America. Rock-solid foundations are vital in life, in business, and in finance, because in the end, only what we've built on a firm foundation will withstand the storms of life. Today, the economic storms are raging and the foundations of everything are being tested. And as recent news headlines reveal, the world economy has never looked shakier. And gold, the world's oldest and most trusted form of money, is also grabbing headlines. Now is the time to put your future on a rock-solid foundation. Swiss America will help you create an indestructible asset today. Discover the timeless truth about gold and silver by calling Swiss America or visiting online at SwissAmerica.com.
800-429-4018, 800-429-4018, 800-429-4018, 800-429-4018.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
34 after the hour now, as we complete the exercise, another half hour looking at the charts from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com for this week. Michael Harrison and his staff listen to the radio station's programming talk and talk to the hosts and understand what the issues are. So the number one issue, the budget negotiations and what's going on. Do you know part of the budget discussion is an attempt to actually to settle a lawsuit brought by the ACLU where the United States government will pay hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to people who came into this country illegally, who are separated from their families. So I think to myself, where do you go in terms of talk radio with this? You can go on about a dozen. What about all the Americans who are homeless? Who's taking care of them? Why are we giving money to people who have come here illegally? And then you can go into that law. I mean, the old argument about immigration, the situation, we've been having it for years, if not decades, and nothing has changed. So somebody could point a finger and talk, see, all you guys talking, it doesn't do any good. Well, I don't know.
Well, things might be worse if we didn't talk.
That could be. Right.
I mean, you know, how do you know what impact something has when you don't know what the alternative would have been?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Well, some of it is fake outrage and some of it's real. I guess some of it's showbiz, right? And some of it isn't. Some of the, do you think that goes with a host? Or is that just, does some host just fake outrage all
the
time?
I think it goes with the fact that corporate media, it goes with the fact that media is a business, mm-hmm. and that there's no better way to do it, because if you have government-run media, then it's going to be propaganda completely.
Right.
So you have to hope that people in the media and people in journalism have a loyalty to a pride in the craft and the importance of it, in addition to it being a tool to make money. Mm. When a concern for making money supersedes or totally, you know, blocks out any of the pride in the profession and an understanding of its importance to the society at large, then it becomes dangerous. And then it becomes a show, and then it becomes a circus, and then it becomes a place for hypocrisy and for people saying things they don't necessarily believe because they're pandering to an audience and giving, mm-hmm. you know, giving them what they want. And I think we're in an era of that today.
I agree.
You know, it's almost considered quaint for someone to say, but that's not right. Imagine one of the board of directors and saying, you know, we could have doubled your profit this, you know, for the stockholders this week, but we didn't do it because it wasn't right. We did what was right. They throw that CEO out.
Out, gonzo. Yep. See you later.
See, so that's what I think it comes down to. I don't think it's on that, you know, the hosts are to blame. The hosts are reflections of the bigger business culture that surrounds media. And I don't want to come across here like I'm holier than thou or I'm preaching, because I'm part of that. I'm part of that mess. And so are you, and so are the people listening to this. I mean, if you and I really went off on our high horses about lofty philosophy or really got down to the nuts and bolts of budget talk and all that, people would tune out.
Yeah.
So we're all part of that circus.
It's got to have a flair to it. And speaking of that, by the way, the name you were looking for last half hour was Keith Olbermann.
Yeah,
who was a sports guy that became a MSNBC commentator, and he was on a number of networks, and he took himself a little too seriously and has no job now to thank for it. He may be selling stock, who knows, but he's not on the air anywhere.
I wonder what happened to him.
Right, just went away. That's what happened. Maybe he got tired of it as much as anything else. Speaking of going away, another corporate thing that is worth us chewing on for a moment is the fate of Dan Bongino, who is new to the scene. I got a contract with Cumulus to go on in that coveted noon to three spot, paying him $1 million a year or so. And now he's gone off on his high horse because he's threatening the company because they have a vaccine mandate. He's got his vaccine, but he doesn't think they should have a mandate. So he's putting himself on a limb. And I think the company, I don't know this for a fact, but why would the company care? They could saw the He's not Rush Limbaugh, and I think he thinks he is. That's just my reading.
Yeah, I suspect he thinks he's more important to the to the well-being of America than perhaps he really is. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, maybe it gives his company a chance to get rid of him.
Just let him. If he's going to stick to his guns, then he just leaves. You know, if he really believes what he says, and they don't fire him, because you know he could go down the road and leave on his own. Or you know, how does he go back on the air though, if he does there and dig himself out of the hole that he's created for himself? I guess that would be my question.
Well, if he goes back on the air and they don't get rid of the mandate, well then he lost, and then he's exposed.
Yeah.
So they're
not going to get rid of the mandate. I guarantee you that.
So then he's gone and lost a good job.
Yeah.
He'll be forgotten. With this, he'll be forgotten in about a week or two anyway. But mm-hmm. some other company might pick him up.
Yeah.
To get the benefit of the effort that Cumulus put into promoting him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So a lot of I don't want to get too deep into the judgment of the morality of it or the right or wrong of it. But generalizing. A lot of people who take jobs with big companies of this nature, media companies, they forget that the media company makes an investment in them and gives them prominence because of the platform that they provide them.
Yeah.
So, you know, before Cumulus came along and put Pongino on the air in the coveted noon to three position.
Nobody knew who he was. I mean, some people listen to
his
podcast.
Now, And there are a lot of people in the radio industry grumbling, going, "Wow, what an ingrate."
Yeah.
And
by the same token, somebody like Salem, they've got their full roster, but some station, big market, would take advantage of.
There's always somebody to take advantage of somebody's infamy.
Yeah.
And in this case, it's not infamy. In this case, there is a large movement out there that believes that mandates are government overreach and that it's a real big
issue of
principle.
I believe that it's government overreach. I believe in having a shot, but I use my head and not somebody beating me over the head with a hammer telling me I have to do it. I don't think that it should be mandated, but I think we should do a heck of a lot better.
Do you feel that Bongino is a hero?
No, he's a grandstander. Not at all. I don't think that at all.
So here the guy agrees. I'm not challenging you on this. I'm just showing the irony.
Yeah.
I'm not challenging you on it because I don't think it's challengeable. I just think it's interesting.
Well, I think there's integrity. I don't know the guy, actually, of all the people.
I don't know
lots of these people, but I just look into somebody's eyes when they or watch them or their body language and stuff. And for me, he's just a complete phony. That's all. But he's, you know, in a good place. He's set himself up. Well, he's still doing his podcast. And, you know, here we are promoting him as well. It's just an interesting occurrence in a world. There's a job in Cleveland now that Mike Trevisano is gone. He'd be perfect for that if he gets fired or leaves or whatever. He could go to Cleveland. He won't make as much money, but he'll be the king of them.
There's a giant difference between doing a show in Cleveland and being on 300 radio stations.
Yes, there is. That's very true. But listen, maybe you don't have a choice. Get right down to it. You get put into a corner. He's got to figure out a way to give himself credibility when he comes back on the air, or the listeners will desert the ship. People can spot a phony, don't you think? Say what you will about some of the people like Limbaugh who created this industry, arguably. It's hard to not be who you really are and be on the radio for as long as all of us have been. I mean, who you are is what we hear. Who I am certainly is who. What you hear from me is who I am. You know that. And so
I think there are more phonies in politics than there are on the radio.
Yes.
I generally support radio talk show hosts, even when they make mistakes, even when they are exposed for making the wrong decision, because it's a tough business. It's a business I understand. And I would say, for the most part, they do the best they can. They do the under very difficult
conditions. Well, we've got
conditions.
These ugly, huge companies now that are running things, controlling things in broadcasting, as well as in agriculture, as well as in the airlines, as well. I mean, you name it. It's boiling down to three or four huge companies. The government doesn't know. You know, Facebook's a perfect example. They don't know what to do. It's
that genius out
of
the bottle.
Yeah.
It's totally out of control.
Yeah.
What blows my mind is how many people I talk to who say, Facebook is horrible, but they still do their pages. They still are on. They still support the damn thing.
Right.
I was against Facebook from the very beginning. And you know that because we talked
You've never had an account on Facebook, have you?
Nope, I do not have an account. Talkers does, but that's because we deal in the real world. But we don't use it. Other than on a very, it just simmers there. It's not a big deal. But I personally, nah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I never liked it.
Yeah, I'm there, but I use it to talk about my family, my friends, good things going on the farm and stuff. Never any politics, because it doesn't go on. It's just, you're opening yourself up for the kookamongas in the world to take a shot at you. And for what? Who needs that? Who needs it? 44 after the hour, I'll tell you what you may need. And that is a time in the sack where you really feel cozy. You get into these wintry kind of circumstances that we're going to find ourselves in a month or two, and it's nice to jump into a cozy bed with really great sheets, great blankets, mattresses, all those things you can get now from MyPillow. The mattress toppers, the towels, the new slippers that they have. Everything at MyPillow comes with the 60-day money-back guarantee, folks. You know that. And you can wash them all. You can dry them all. I find myself really enjoying the sheets. I got a set of blue sheets on my bed right now, those Giza Dream sheets. You can find those and everything else in the catalog. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free when it comes to the sheets. 30 to 65% off. Wow. It's great stuff. And it all is yours. Just go to MyPillow.com, order, and use the DJV code for checkout. Save a lot of money and get great stuff from American-made MyPillow at MyPillow.com. On the people list this week, Doug Steffen here to report the top 10 people associated with the top 10 stories. We try to do this as an official list in case we get bogged down in other conversations and you don't hear the list in its entirety, which, by the way, you can get every week at djvshow.com and talkers.com. At number 10 on this people list, Alec Baldwin, for obvious reasons. Number 9, Mark Zuckerberg, obviously, again, obvious reasons. Number 8, the president of China. I don't even want to use his name, so I don't. Terry McAuliffe and Glenn Youngkin running for the governorship there, number 7. Trump is 6. Phony Fauci is 5. Miss Pelosi is 4. Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema are 3. Mitch McConnell is 2. And Joe Biden comes in at number 1, as you would expect. So that's the official list. You get it every week, as I said, at talkers.com or djvshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get their best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 month supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy 4, get 4, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show and an overview of the top stories, the official list here. I'm Doug Steffen. Starting at number 10, the World Series. I celebrate the fact that there's a sports story back in the top 10 because it hasn't been there all through the COVID experience. Number 9, the shooting on the movie Rust. Number 8, Facebook and what's going on there and their future. Number 7, the harsh weather on both coasts, actually across the country. Number 6, our relationship with China and all of the various and sundry tools that we have gotten from China they're using against us and how people are not buying them and not actually big companies not selling them anymore. Immigration and that ridiculous situation where millions of dollars may be paid out to people who came to our country illegally. Number 4, the January 6th investigation. COVID is 3. The economy is number 2, and the budget is number 1 in terms of stories, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. Click a quick plug for the Michael Harrison interview this week. Who's on it?
Armstrong and Getty, a very interesting talk radio duo out of California. They have rock radio that now are news talk, and they're excellent.
MHinterview.com.
Maureen saved big shopping epic daily deals at Amazon. So now she's free to become Maureen the Merrier. And with her brand new tableware, everyone's welcome at Maureen's table. All of her family, friends, even her neighbor with the pet. Hey, has anyone seen a ferret around here? Found it. Dig into Amazon's epic daily deals. Spend less. Smile more.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman continues with us now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, his weekly appearance here to take, take exception to some of the things that others are saying about the big stories of the week from the legal point of view. He's a college professor of law at Bentley University and a pretty good practicing. Is that fair to say? Pretty good? Is that insulting? He's a pretty good lawyer.
I would take pretty good.
Okay, yeah. Well, you are pretty good. You're actually very good. And you can tell that by listening to the way that I ask you questions that I hope I'm going to catch you on, and I never do. So
the pressure keeps building.
Right after all these years. Okay, so where are we, speaking of the law, with masks and mandates and there's no law, but yet there are people who will sue their companies because they don't think they should wear or have to wear a mask or have somebody tell them that they have to have a shot or a mask. So do those suits go anywhere, or are they just fodder for lawyers to try to make a buck?
Well, you make that sound like that's a bad thing. Actually, you know, the mandates can come in different areas, but the last one that you mentioned is probably the most legally clear, and that is the employers do have that right to make rules in regards to vaccinations or masks, so long as the people are not in a protected class. So the idea of vaccinations is not anything that's a protected class. It's not a sex discrimination. It's not against a physical handicap. So employers, if they want to do it, they're in the best position. But frankly, so is the government and various governments. And some of these cases that are being brought by certain governors, I see, like in Florida or Wyoming, I think are more done to appeal to what they think are the will of their voters than anything else. And
it's an election. It's about politics.
We're a divided country, but I was surprised to see polls that I thought were fairly accurate that as a country, we are in favor of mask mandates and vaccination mandates.
Yeah.
But and it makes sense, and we've done it before. You know, I keep going back to, you know, Howard President Kennedy's inaugural address, ask not what you can do for your country, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Today that would be, you can't tell me what to do.
Right.
So it's difficult times.
You know, this is something that I don't remember last time I asked you something like this, but I think it's an important question because there have been a lot of people speaking out about the Derek Chauvin trial and all these people that were in the jury now being interviewed and being paid, talking about it. It's something that's it's unsettling or uncomfortable for me, but I guess it's not illegal. I just think after the fact, you just shouldn't be talked about. I mean, the verdict's the verdict. What do you get out of it?
Yeah, I think people want to know what was going through their minds. I found an interesting thing. You mentioned Derek Chauvin's case, and where initially, from what I read in the interviews, the jury was inclined certainly to convict him of various crimes, but on the third degree murder, there was some hesitancy until some of the jurors looked at the definitions as it was told to them, and the fact that when Floyd was in such serious, deadly throws that he did absolutely nothing. So not even, you know, it's not even a question of intent. It's a question of whether when Chauvin created a dangerous situation, he did nothing to reduce it. But it is, I'm always curious as a lawyer to see what actually convinces a jury, and constantly astonished when the lawyers say, well, this is what happened, and the jurors say, no, that isn't what we were thinking. This is what we made our decision on. So
yeah, pretty amazing.
Here's an idea of what happens.
Okay. So the relationship with China is number six this week. The FCC says you can't operate to China Telecom. It's about time, and they must be serious because they gave them 2 months to get out. So can the Chinese question or the company take somebody to court, or no, they just have to go?
Yeah, they can take anybody. Anybody can bring somebody to court, but it won't be successful. I see that Huawei is having some serious losses. And frankly, this kind of economic pressure is the best thing we can do against China.
Yeah, right, exactly. Don't buy the cameras from Home Depot and Best Buy. That's another way you can get them, because they're looking at you, and you can't do anything about it. All right, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our lawyer and friend, college prof at Bentley, looking at the law, if you will, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. I want to invite you to our annual packages for the troops, December 4th. Join us from 1 to 6 p.m. at the VFW Hall in Anderson on Center Street. $10 for adults, $8 for students with ID. Children 12 and under are free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, while you're out there buying Halloween candy, buy an extra bag for the troops. You can drop donations off every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices located at 2110 North Street in Anderson, or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during these holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop off for your donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. A Texas law that has virtually ended abortion in the nation's second largest state is going to be in the SCOTUS spotlight tomorrow.
The justices are hearing arguments Monday in two cases over whether abortion providers or the Justice Department can mount federal court challenges to the law, which has an unusual enforcement scheme its defenders argue shield it from federal court review. In neither case is the constitutionality of the law directly at issue, but the motivation for both lawsuits is that the Texas ban conflicts with landmark Supreme Court rulings that prevent a state from banning abortion early in pregnancy. On December 1st, the justices will hear a separate challenge to the decisions in Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey in a case over Mississippi's ban on abortion after 15 weeks. I'm Julie Walker.
Union workers at farm equipment maker Deere & Company would get wage increases of 10% if they ratify a tentative contract reached over the weekend. Upfront pay would be followed by 5% raises in the third and fifth years of the deal. It now goes to a vote in front of the union members. It would cover more than 10,000 workers in Iowa, Illinois, and Kansas. It has been a frustrating weekend for passengers on American Airlines, as we hear from Greg Cluxton.
More than 1,500 flights were canceled since Friday, including more than 685 flights on Sunday. American blames the disruption on staff shortages and poor weather. The travel problems come ahead of the busy holiday travel season as carriers work to hire more employees. American Airlines said it is increasing its staffing across all operations, with nearly 1,800 flight attendants returning from leave and more than 600 newly hired flight attendants coming on board by the end of December. Greg Clugston reporting.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
In overseas news, Britain and France are being told to sort out their post-Brexit spat over fishing rights, which is escalating by the day. For the latest, we turn to correspondent Karen Chamas with this report.
Many fear the disagreement could lead to a French blockade of British fishing boats and trucks. Fisheries owner Tony Porritt says the dispute is directly affecting his business.
We're completely stopped. We won't be able to buy any more fish. We won't be able to export until it's sorted out.
Both countries are accusing each other of being in breach of the post-Brexit trade agreement that both sides signed before Britain left the European Union. Britain has said it was actively considering launching legal action if France goes through with threats of a blockade. Jersey fisherman Peter Gay says the spat is a losing game for both sides.
Nobody's going to win. There will be no winners. There will only be losers.
Karen Chamas, London.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Law enforcement experts say Minneapolis residents planning to vote in favor of a ballot measure next week that would replace the city's police department will be disappointed if it passes.
Ballot question number two will ask voters November 2nd if they prefer to amend the city's charter to replace the Minneapolis Police Department with a Department of Public Safety that would be responsible for a comprehensive public health approach to safety. It needs 51% of voter approval to pass. Betsy Smith, the spokesperson for the National Police Association, said the city is still going to have to deal with the promises they made to these police officers as far as pension and insurance and spent a lot of money on new training. She added, just think about how much it's going to cost to change the name of everything on patches, cars, business cards, doorways, etc. Patrick Frost reporting.
Supreme Court is set to hear a pivotal gun case this week, which could lead to more guns on the streets of New York and Los Angeles and threaten restrictions on guns in those cities. More at townhall.com.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
R.com. Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. If you listen to our weekday DJV program, you know they're the important cogs in the wheel. And we get together this time every week as an ancillary hour to complement the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. It's our view from the talk radio perspective, because that's what we do, the 10 top stories of the week as published in Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. We also publish it at djvshow.com and on our social media, top 10 stories and the people that are associated with those stories. So every week I do this a little differently to keep everybody on their toes. I think what I'll do this week is go through the story list and see if I can not distract myself from the stories, and then we'll go back to them and to talk about the people associated with these stories. At number 10, Halloween. And I guess this time of year, there hasn't been, it used to be that on the top 10, there was always a sports story that sort of worked its way into number 10.
The World Series didn't make it.
Yeah, right. First time in a long time. Yep. At number 9, the Alec Baldwin shooting on the movie set of Rust. Number 8, Facebook and what's going on with them. Number 7, the harsh weather the country is experiencing and has experienced. Number 6, relationships with China. Number 5, the immigration situation coupled sort of with race relations, and they go hand in hand. And so does the discussion of crime and what's going on with a lot of the immigrants that are coming into the country. Number 4, an investigation into January 6th. Let's see here. Number 3 is COVID. Number 2 is the economy. And number 1 is what's going on the federal level to the budget and who's going to get what term and Manchin and all that stuff. As a matter of fact, Manchin and Sinema are on the top of the list, the people list, the usual, the rest of the crowd that's there, Zuckerberg, Alec Baldwin, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so I don't know that we, unless you want to talk about, well, the World Series is inconclusive at the moment as we do this program, so let's move into...
Can I just ask a dumb question? I mean, maybe it's a dumb question.
No question is a dumb question.
Oh, thanks.
The only dumb question is a question that doesn't get asked.
As a non-baseball watcher, I'm just curious, like, because we had, we came close to having the Red Sox against the Dodgers, which
yeah.
I think would have been, I mean, two major cities, two coasts. I feel like that would have been a ratings bonanza. The fact that it's the Atlanta Braves against the Houston Astros and the Astros are so shady, are the ratings down? Do people care less about this matchup? Or is it just me?
I don't know. There are a lot of Braves fans. The Braves used to have, like, they used to be called, like, American team. They're very much like the Cowboys, where people who didn't have a team mm-hmm. would be a Braves fan because they were so good in the late 90s. So this is the first time that they've been to the World Series in, like, 20 years. And I have to tell you, watching as a Dodgers fan and they beat the Dodgers were very injured, so that's one piece of it. But they only won 88 games in the season, and they are on fire right now. So they just caught fire at the right time. They weren't the greatest team. Mm. So I don't know. I think there's a little bit of interest behind that. But what I do think is very funny and poetic justice for Major League Baseball is that they spent all their time, all their money, all their energy moving the All-Star game out of Atlanta because they didn't like what they were doing with voting laws. And they moved them to Colorado, where there were more restrictive voting laws in Colorado than there were in Georgia. And now they look really dumb because the World Series is
now it's in Atlanta.
Atlanta.
It's going back and forth.
Anyway,
yeah.
So it's kind of
forth.
Funny.
Yeah, it is. Okay, number 9. I don't know if there's much to say other than what we all know and try to figure out what happened on the set of Rust. Alec Baldwin seems to has gone into hiding somewhere in New England. People are chasing him around anyway. But the
he's
whole
shopping
scenarios.
This week.
Yeah.
Well,
we're going to have these sightings.
Well, yeah, he's somewhere in New England. I don't know. TMZ just said a small New England town. He's with his
I
wife
would
and,
guess
and
he's
their
in Western Massachusetts.
Kids.
That's the Western Massachusetts where they like to go. They've always liked going to.
I mean, they can't be in the Hamptons,
towns.
And they certainly can't be in
no.
New York City. So
no.
They need to be somewhere.
Tanglewood, somewhere up in
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I mean, he did meet with which must have been tragically just for everyone. But he went to. The woman who died, the cinematographer?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Cinematographer. Yeah.
So he met with her husband and her, I think she has one child, and so that must have been just a devastating meeting for
not
everyone
a
involved.
Meeting.
Yeah, and
no,
so, and I guess the latest is just that we're waiting to see if criminal charges will be pressed against the woman who was in charge of the armorer is the technical
kid.
Term.
She's 24.
This
no
is her
experience.
Second gig, and the first gig she had was a Nicolas Cage movie where Nicolas Cage wanted her fired off the set because she was firing rounds right near his head, and it blew out his eardrum. So she does not have a good track record.
That's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and apparently she was carrying the guns. And Jay, you've worked on a movie set, and you've talked about how. The props
they're under
and guns
lock
and
key, and when the armorer has to get something out, everybody has to stand back, and the only time it changes hands is when the armorer is giving it to the cast member who is actually going to be using it for a scene. There are no middlemen.
Had a middleman, and it was a mess.
Well, and a lunch break. When the gun was originally brought out, they cut for lunch and then came back, and it's like nobody checked the gun again.
Yeah. It's very sad.
Yep. Okay, number 8 this week is a focus on Facebook, and so we can have Victoria tell us the story about Facebook changing its name to Meta, and who really gives a rat's behind.
Well, it's the most pathetic attempt to divert away from all the horrible news that Facebook has had. I mean, last Monday, they internal memos that were leaked to the press, basically from the higher-ups saying, everybody, you know, gird your loins because this is going to be a bad week for Facebook. All of the press outlets that had been withholding their stories all released them on Monday and Tuesday. So it was just one bad story after another. The internal, you know, investigation that happened, the external investigations. Facebook constantly chooses profits over people, and it just, it's been a mess. It's bad for kids. It's bad for, I mean, they knew that they were inciting a race war in India. I mean, they just, and it's so wild. The misinformation, whether it's COVID or election information or whatever it was, I mean, every possible box that you could check that it, that makes Facebook a terrible company, all those boxes got checked. So what Facebook's response was on Thursday, Mark Zuckerberg trying to put on a fake smile and made a video about, hey, everybody, our new parent company name is called Meta. And it's the metaverse. And so it's such a stupid name. And he's trying to obviously divert away from. Now, Facebook, the app, will still be called Facebook. But the parent company, because he says they have so many other interests, that it's now Meta.
All right. Who cares? All right. Number seven, as we work our way to number one on the talk radio review, is the weather around the country, summarized best by looking at the East Coast, the West Coast. This past week, a lot of rain on the coasts and caused by various high-volume storms. When I say volume, lots of rain. Jennifer, how much rain did you get in Los Angeles on Monday,
Tuesday? I don't know the totals,
but
it was a lot of rain on Monday. That's
was there a problem with mudslides like there usually is
if
it's heavy rain?
Yeah, there were
a few. Not a lot,
though. A lot of people, well, because we haven't had a lot of burn in Southern California. Up in Northern California, they got more rain. And there was some flooding and mudslides, but there were a lot of people who took the precaution and they were shoring up around Southern California. A lot of sandbags went out. A lot of fire crews were out trying to shore things up. So
this storm was so big. This storm was so big that people saw it coming. Like, you guys actually had time to prepare for this. I mean, days, like 5 days ahead, they saw this on the radar and it was just what they call the bomb cyclone.
It
took a while to get here, and then when it did, and then on the East Coast, up in Massachusetts where you are, Doug, 500,000 people lost their power.
Yeah,
we had our power flickering here in New Jersey on the coast.
There's a coastal storm.
Yeah.
So Jay, in Nashville where you live, what sort of it skirted around those areas, although you've had a lot of wild and wet weather this summer and early fall as well there, yeah?
Well, it actually rains quite often in Nashville and in Middle Tennessee for that. Like, when we first moved there, we didn't realize how much it rains. And it's not that it's downpouring all the time, but there is enough moisture and wetness falling from the sky that it really does rain a lot. The big storms we were supposed to get, Monday morning, early Monday morning, it was a pretty heavy downpour with some intense lightning. But other than that, didn't really get much. And then as far as the last couple of days, I have no idea. I'm not there.
Wow. I'm looking out the we have a beautiful clear sky here as we're doing this program. And the for the first time this year, we have a slight touch of frost. Not a lot, because it was like 35, 36, some of the lower lying areas, just a bite. But then the temperature is going back up again, and there won't be any frost for probably the next 10, 12 days here. It's warmed back up again, but very wet, as it has been all season. Pretty harsh for the farmers and people that need to make their living outside, the roofers, people who work in construction. It's been a tough, tough year for all those folks. As we continue here in the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, we focus on China as we continue. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger,
Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. All right, we don't really have time to do justice to the things going on in our relationship with China right now, so we'll pause and do that at the bottom of the hour. There is, though, with number five, an interesting situation. According to the Wall Street Journal this week, there are plans, apparently, buried in the budget negotiations, which could play into the number one story this week, actually, to pay hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars to families who were separated at the border as a sort of acknowledgement or a penalty move or something. The poor families who are trying to get in here illegally and they're separated at the border. So my question is, what about all the homeless?
Some money. I want you to hear how much money. $450,000 each.
A piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$450,000.
In what universe does that make? Is this enough? There. You want to impeach Biden?
Meanwhile, try if you have $600 in your bank account, they're going to be searching around.
Yeah, the IRS is coming after you if you got $600 that got transferred in some questionable way. But we can give hundreds of millions of dollars to people who shouldn't have been there in the first place. Whether we treated them well or didn't.
Well, not everyone at the border is there legally, though. Some are
there. Yeah, but come on, Victoria.
Well, I know, but I'm just, we have to just be, you know, factual. This is not just every illegal immigrant. There are people waiting for their court cases, too.
The fact is, this is outrageous.
These are, yeah.
It's 21 after the hour. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
People are liable for this. The person who loaded the prop gun and handed it to number two, the person who accepted said handoff and did not properly check the prop gun before handing it to the actor, number three, and the actor who received the prop gun should have checked it.
Is that
nobody
protocol?
Should be checking this prop gun except for the armorer, and nobody else should be touching the prop gun except for the armorer.
Right. Yeah. The actors are not in charge of checking props like that. That's ridiculous.
But here's, I mean, wouldn't this be a nice kumbaya moment? Because I know everybody likes to vilify the NRA, but the NRA actually does some really great work and really great training. Wouldn't it behoove these people in Hollywood who all they do is just talk smack about guns and don't really know how to use them to have the NRA come into a movie set and give everyone training if there's going to be weapons used on the set? Wouldn't that be something that might bring people together to give people more of an understanding?
I disagree
about,
with you that people talk smack about the NRA.
I think the way
the NRA conducts themselves, it's the leadership. It was Wayne LaPierre who gave them a black
eye.
Ask
Alec Baldwin what he said about the NRA. He said some pretty awful things about the
NRA. Separate from that, there should be no live rounds when your job is playing pretend. There should be that's it. Bottom line, doesn't matter who trains
also,
you.
Also, a lot of these dimwits, they don't know what to do with the weapon, and so I think it
like
would make a lot of sense. I think everybody should have
bodies.
NRA training. To be honest, it is the best thing that I did when I bought.
I was in high school. I was in the NRA in high school. It was fine. Learning how to shoot a rifle and stuff on the farm. Yep. Where'd you start, Jay?
Oh, Mike Willard echoed that statement that forget blame. The lesson is one NRA member should have been an instructor, and this could have been prevented. The film I worked on, there were no live rounds. There weren't even fake rounds. It was a complete pretend gun, and there were still all of these hoops that everybody had to jump through to get it. But the armorer took the actors who were going to be doing the pretend shooting to an actual driving range so that they could feel
ammo.
The kickback. Yeah, so they could feel the kickback so that they could fake it themselves.
Yeah. There you go.
Much smarter.
Yep. All right, let's keep moving here. Next up, if Trump ran for president, do you think he'd win? Oh, my God, what a waste of time this is. But go ahead.
Quite a few people do believe he would win again.
Sure.
I believe he'd win again, hope he would win again. Lenny Skevinicki said possibly win in a landslide where
what
John Newsom was
name.
Like.
Wait a minute. Let me try that one. Lenny Skevinicki. Great name, Lenny. Fabulous.
A strong name.
That is. It is.
And John Nielsen said no, he would not win again because he believes that he needs the independent support and he doesn't have enough independents that would support him.
I think that's very.
I don't think that's actually true anymore. Huh. Only Biden's support with independents has dropped down.
So
to
can
20%.
We get somebody new? Let's get a new face in here instead of these two old, you know what's, and get some real leadership instead of all of this stuff and these people arguing about the personalities. Somebody who's actually going to do something. Hello. Ding, 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 ding.
Because no one else seems to know anybody.
Yeah.
So I'll run.
I'll run and I'll win. How about that? Okay.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, Jay. All right. Gas prices, Jay.
They're high.
Yes, they are.
They're high. They're
That's
up
the
there.
News. Gas
She's
prices
like, they're high. Back
high.
To you.
Prices are high.
They're going higher. Right. Okay. So let's see who.
The
Susie
most is
Ortiz.
Under $5 in Guam. Chris Biolchino said $4.94 in Guam, $4.80 in L.A. is what Cammie Hoffman said. Chris Meacham said $2.93 at the Walmart Neighborhood Market in Hopkinsville, Kentucky.
There we go. Let's move to Hopkinsville, Kentucky for cheap gas. Good for you, Chris. All right, thanks for all your comments, Laurie and Susie and Joanne and Chris. This is the DJV overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world at 28 after the hour.
This report is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon Prime is known for bringing unparalleled speed and convenience to shoppers. But are you getting the most out of all Prime has to offer? In addition to fast, free delivery on millions of items, Prime membership also offers unlimited streaming of movies and series with Prime Video, including content you can't find anywhere else, like Tomorrow War. Prime members also enjoy millions of ad-free songs and podcasts with Amazon Music, plus books, magazines, games, at no additional cost, and so much more. And with Prime's newest benefit, members in most areas can get free delivery on prescriptions from Amazon Pharmacy and other prescription savings at 60,000 pharmacies nationwide. Plus, members get ultra-fast grocery delivery and free pickup from Whole Foods Market and Amazon Fresh in select areas, along with exclusive deals and savings on everyday essentials, gifts, and more on Amazon.com. To learn more about how Prime is constantly evolving to offer more convenience, selection, entertainment, and savings every day, or sign up for your 30-day free trial, visit Amazon.com/Prime.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word L.
Keep listening for a free offer from US Med.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of sticking your fingers over and over again. By simply wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of sticking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar daily and administering insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. We'll send you a free ebook telling you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. Your new CGM may be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call now to learn more. 800-524-9313. 800-524-9313. That's 800-524-9313.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back in the fold, here we are, working our way through conversationally the top 10 items from the charts for the week of October 25th to the 29th, according to Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen. We're working with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner to get their thoughts. And what they've studied is certainly a part of the discussion this week for our conversations on the daily DJV program. I skipped over number six because there was a lot of information there. Actually, we could probably go back to number five for those of you who didn't get the message. The fact that the United States government, through this administration, is thinking about paying hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, as much as $1 million per family, to people who were separated at the border, who weren't supposed to be there in the first place. This is about as outrageous as anything. If you wanted to talk about having a good reason to impeach somebody.
Well, this is a lawsuit that's against the Trump administration. Yeah. So the settlement is going to have to come out during this administration. But any administration inheriting a lawsuit that goes forward, I mean, you're going to have to make
Trump
whatever
was
the
right.
settlement
Those
is.
Those people should not have been in the country, period.
Yeah. And this should But here's the thing, though. Legally, he clearly wasn't right if they're going to reach this type of settlement.
But
so
they're not legally
Let's just
clarify. But let's just clarify that this is a settlement. It's not a decision in the lawsuit. So the Biden administration is saying instead of going through a lawsuit, which they'd probably win, by the way, because these people have no legal reason or standing to be here.
Zero.
And they can be ejected. So if they went through the lawsuit, that would be better for me. And then if they take the chance, they lose, fine. But what they're doing is they're saying we're going to settle instead of even allowing this to go
But
through
no one
course.
Settles if they think they can win. No one does.
I don't know about that. With this administration, I think they want it to go away because they were also very vocal. Part of it is politics, because they were so vocal against this policy themselves that they have no real way to come back and say, well, we're going to ride this lawsuit out because we agreed with the other guy. They would never be caught dead doing that.
It's breathtaking, isn't it, what we're doing? All right, let's go. Number six. Here's another real thorn in our side. Any number of things going on this week. Setting up a conversation about our relationship with China. And among the least of them, it's at least as far as we're affected here in America, was the Taiwan situation that continues. But in terms of what's gone on, those of you need to listen to Victoria tell the story about what the FCC is telling you regarding China Telecom. If you have these devices, and that's pretty much all of us, listen up.
Well, this is two separate stories that you've combined. So the FCC had a ruling this week. Yeah, it's totally two separate things. But so the FCC had a ruling that I just want to prepare people. This is not one story. Anyway, so the FCC made a pretty impactful ruling this week that they have revoked the authorization for China Telecom's U.S. subsidiary. That's a state-owned China Telecom company that has been operating in the U.S. for about 20 years now, and they have to cease operations and get out within 60 days. So this is, they're not messing around with this. They obviously, you know, we can't, the Chinese government.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the Chinese government is clearly influencing this company, this China Telecom America.
They own it.
Well, I mean, yes, they own everything, kind of, but they have the influence is, and the exploitation is really what the FCC cited. The control that the Chinese government has, they can, you know, enforce anything that they want, and this company is going to have to go along with it. So, yeah, they've gotten the boot, and I think that that's, I like I said, in a rare bipartisan moment, I haven't seen anybody saying that this isn't a good move. So that's worth noting. And then the other thing that you're talking about is Best Buy, Home Depot, and Lowe's are no longer going to be selling the security cameras made by companies Lorex and EasyViz because their parent companies have involvement in supplying the Chinese government with surveillance tech, especially surveilling the Uyghur population.
Excuse me, when it comes to all this stuff, where is the leadership in this country to calling a halt to all of this sort of thing?
Well, and you can't, because Trump tried to do that in several cases. He was right. I agreed with him. But there are still, you know, the way ownership is set up with these companies, it's very difficult to do that, to have a complete ban. Now, Huawei is the company that everybody kind of thinks of, you know, when you think of, like, the U.S. government banning them. That started with Obama, then it bounced back, and then Trump got rid of them again. So, and they're still, who knows where. Huawei still has their tentacles
lurking
and other things.
About, yes.
And so that's the thing. None of these companies are black and white. It's the parts are made here. It's assembled here. It's very difficult. It's a constant moving target. But I do think I applaud Best Buy and Home Depot and Lowe's. They took it on themselves to say they're not selling Lorex and EasyViz anymore because of those parent companies. And so, I mean, a lot of other companies can really, you know, Apple, Amazon, Tesla, you know, there are a lot of companies who can also fall into this category of probably buying and using labor that is forced labor from the Uyghur population.
All right. There's also sort of an ancillary story with that. The Secretary of State, Mr. Blinken, says there are plans for the State Department to create a new Bureau of Cyberspace and Digital Policy. Would you not say, Victoria, that that was related to the previous two things that we've talked about?
Well, this is infrastructure for sure. I mean, we hear it's like a hack a day, right? I mean, it's ransomware, and we know that it's Chinese bad actors, especially the Russians, North Koreans, which are supported by the Chinese government. So, I think that this is
business. That's, of course, the thing that's, I think this is well overdue. You know, people laugh.
Yep.
I can remember when Trump performs the Space Force. Oh, that's just his own little pet project. Well, no. This is where our new wars are going to be fought. They are going to be fought in cyber. And let me tell you, somebody drops some sort of bomb on us, electromagnetic bomb on us, we'll be done. If an EMP comes, everything's going to be connected to the power grid. It's just, you have the water supply that can be hacked. You can have,
which was hacked already in Florida this year, and luckily they caught it in time. But, you know, this is, in the first 6 months, this is a very expensive problem. In the first 6 months of 2021, we've already paid $590 million in ransomware attacks. And that's just, you know, in Bitcoin and whatever. We've gotten a little bit of it back, but not enough. I mean, almost $600 million has been paid in ransom. So we have to have something more concrete.
Sounds like an episode of The Blacklist. Which is, by the way, on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock Eastern.
Or some kind of TV show, for sure.
That's a very good whodunit show. All right, next, the situation. I want to go to the economy, which is number two, as we spend some time on this from a couple of different perspectives. Jennifer, because you're in Los Angeles, the port of Los Angeles, the congested ports there, it looks like your fabulous governor and the feds are going to try to fix the ports. Is this going to do it?
In the future, maybe it might help. But right now, this is not anything that's going to do anything for us in the interim. And we need help right now. So what happens over this past...
Marty's going to fix that then.
There's a lot of things. First of all, we've created a culture where people don't want to work. So there's a truck driver shortage. The truck driver shortage has been going on even before the pandemic, got worse during the pandemic. You also have environmental regulations that certain trucks can't even go into California if they don't meet environmental standards. And what's really stupid about that is that the amount of smog and pollution that is happening right now with all of those steam stacks in the middle of the ocean. Yeah, in the port. I mean, you're really killing yourself here to try
try to save the planet, you're actually making it worse by having all of these boats out there, these big shipping containers.
What is that, Pennywise and Dollar Stupid?
Yep,
stupid, right?
And pound
exactly
stupid.
What it is.
Yeah.
And so you've got so much pollution. I mean, the environmentalists are going nuts because you've got, I think, 104 or 5 now big ships out there with all of these containers just waiting to get in. Then you have companies that went out of business who aren't picking up their containers that are kind of just mucking up the
so
whole dock
who's
area.
Gonna, if they
China's
charge,
in control of one of the ports
yeah,
in
China
Los Angeles.
Yeah, China runs the ports.
I mean, it's a mess.
If the ports start charging shipping companies to move containers for companies
stupid.
That don't even exist any longer, what's that going to do?
You got to figure out
people.
Who belongs
they
to what.
Do they have any common sense, these people?
I don't know. The administration this week said we're going to start charging people a fine. This will fix the shipping problem. $100 a day. Do you know how much money is in those shipping containers? They're not going to blink at $100 a day. And for the people that are out of business that might actually care about $100 a day, they're already out of business. I mean, it's
how about
like
we
a
have
disaster.
A television show, Pawn Wars.
Seriously,
yeah, storage wars, but you
don't pick them up.
Shipping containers.
There you
get them out. But yeah, $5 billion went from Mayor Pete and Gavin Newsom in loans to try to fix the port, but that's not going to kick in for years. So
no, okay. Also, number two, the cost, because it's about the economy. People are figuring out what the cost of Thanksgiving is going to be, and it's not a pretty picture. If you look at the food costs even now, and if you don't have a turkey ordered, you're probably not going to get one.
Well, and it's not just
going
turkey. They're saying canned goods like
cranberries,
pumpkin, all of the stuff that people use. You mean it might be expensive if you can find it, but many people won't even be able to find it.
I got a case of pumpkin here that I use to feed Daisy. Maybe I'll put it out on. I'll put it like $5 a can, a special. Come to my house and get some pumpkin. There you go. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show and an overview of the top stories, the official list here. I'm Doug Steffen, starting at number 10, the World Series. I celebrate the fact that there's a sports story back in the top 10 because it hasn't been there all through the COVID experience. Number 9, the shooting on the movie Rust. Number 8, Facebook and what's going on there and their future. Number 7, the harsh weather on both coasts, actually across the country. Number 6, our relationship with China. And all of the various and sundry tools that we have gotten from China they're using against us and how people are not buying them and not actually big companies not selling them anymore. Immigration and that ridiculous situation where millions of dollars may be paid out to people who came to our country illegally. Number 4, the January 6th investigation. COVID is 3. The economy is number 2. And the budget is number 1 in terms of stories, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. 44 after the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
So good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
On the people list this week, Doug Steffen here to report the top 10 people associated with the top 10 stories. We try to do this as an official list in case we get bogged down in other conversations and you don't hear the list in its entirety, which, by the way, you can get every week at djvshow.com and talkers.com. At number 10 on this people list, Alec Baldwin, for obvious reasons. Number 9, Mark Zuckerberg, obviously, again, obvious reasons. Number 8, the president of China. I don't even want to use his name, so I don't. Terry McAuliffe and Glenn Youngkin running for the governorship there. Number 7, Trump is 6. Phony Fauci is 5. Miss Pelosi is 4. Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema are 3. Mitch McConnell is 2. And Joe Biden comes in at number 1, as you would expect. So that's the official list. You get it every week, as I said, at talkers.com or djvshow.com. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's get to the negotiations here. Number 1 this week, federal budget negotiations. Build back better. Yay or boo? Where are we? I think Jennifer. Boo?
Well, I'm a boo, boo. But forget boo. About that. Let's talk about the drama, right? So I think I've told you guys this before on our DJV show and here on the countdown. I'll say it again. I don't really like anything that comes out of the Biden administration, but I wish they would let me in there to help them message it. Because whoever is running their messaging team, whether that's Jen Psaki or someone else, it's pretty bad. So this week, Biden, before he went to the G20, went to Capitol Hill, which is fine. That's what a president's supposed to do. He went and met with the Democratic caucus. Fine. He leaves. Immediately he goes up and does a speech. This is where I'd say, are you nuts? They should have let him go up to Capitol Hill, not say anything, and send him to the G20. But they bring him up. He addresses the nation. So people carry this address everywhere on television. He addresses the nation saying, we have a framework. We have a deal. You know, this is why we were selling it, and he leaves. Okay, so everybody thinks that there's going to be a vote on his infrastructure deal and on the framework for the Build Back Better reconciliation bill. Well, 5 minutes later, the progressives in the party are coming out saying, we don't have a deal. We haven't agreed to anything. We want to make sure that these two bills are going to be voted on together. We're not in any way going to vote on infrastructure before we vote on reconciliation. So Pelosi goes to their group and says, you guys, you're going to embarrass the president. You have to do this. You have to vote. They kicked her out of the meeting. So how do you get this so wrong? These are supposed to be the top communications people in the business. I don't understand how you can have the president go out there and really look foolish saying we have a deal and then 5 minutes later having the progressive caucus say, no, we don't have a deal and we're waiting until we know for sure that every Democrat in the Senate is going to vote on both of these bills at the same time because they're not prepared to vote on one or the other. The progressives are okay to vote on infrastructure, but they want a gigantic reconciliation bill. And Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, who are more moderate, say they won't support a gigantic reconciliation bill unless infrastructure is passed. So that's where the stalemate is coming from. And
but don't you think that the progressives now, like the super progressive part of the party, they see that Manchin and Sinema have made headlines every day for the last, like, what, month? And so they want some attention now, too, because clearly it works. If you don't agree, then you get headlines.
The one who's been leading the progressive caucus is Representative Jayapal. She's been everywhere.
All right, there it is. Overview of the hot stories. Thank you, Jennifer, Jay, and Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
The top radio countdown.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
After I got out of the Marine Corps, coming back home, it was just a mental breakdown for me. I was on the verge of giving up. That chapter, that season in my life was over. Now what? Who was I? That's what I kept asking myself. The pressure to have it all together, to heal, to quiet down the monsters inside, It was too much. I lost it. I had heard about the Wounded Warrior Project. I had seen the logo and that visual of a warrior carrying another warrior. The programs that the Wounded Warrior Project offers, it's not just the veteran themselves. It's their whole family. It brings it all together. We have scars that we carry, and just because the scars are there doesn't mean that we're any less than what we were. Right now, I'm the best version that I ever have been of myself. I can embrace the brokenness.
You wouldn't go into battle alone. You don't have to fight this alone. Visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 30% off a new system this week. Visit simplysafe.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour, time for a review of the top five items from the world of technology, according to the research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, starting at number five, moving to number one. At number five, it's Car Talk.
In a minute. It is, yeah. Yes. So Tesla and the rental car company Hertz had a very big week, and they benefited each other in a major, major way. Hertz ordered 100,000 Teslas as part of its ambitious plan to electrify its fleet. And a first order of Tesla's Model 3 sedans will be available to rent from Hertz in major U.S. and European markets early November. So this is coming up really soon. Mm-hmm. And so this announcement was big for Hertz as well, because they just got they literally just escaped bankruptcy just a few months ago. So yeah. this was a really big deal for both of them. In fact, so much so for Tesla that this deal put them up into the $1 trillion market cap with companies like Apple, Amazon, and Microsoft. Now, eventually, their price dropped back down again, but at least it did hit that milestone. And this is going to be about $4.2 billion in revenue for Tesla. And anyone renting a Tesla from Hertz will also be able to use the Tesla network of 3,000 superchargers across the U.S. and Europe. So it was a big week for both of them. And, of course, be on the lookout. Hertz has launched a new ad campaign featuring Tom Brady in a very, very funny commercial.
So isn't Uber a part of this, too? Didn't I see that?
Uber made an announcement that of the 100,000 cars that that Hertz is buying from Tesla, 50,000, half of those cars, will be available to Uber drivers to rent at $300-something per week.
Number four this week is a focus on Best Buy and Home Depot and what they're not going to do anymore.
Right. Best Buy, Home Depot, and Lowe's are no longer selling security cameras from the brands Lorex and EasyViz after it was reported that these brands' parent companies have involvement in supplying the Chinese government with surveillance tech, as well as they use these cameras to spy on the Uyghur population. And now as we've been talking about in Xinjiang, that it's the Uyghur Autonomous Region. Essentially, they're an ethnic minority. They're a Muslim Asian group, and they have been basically forced into labor, slavery, whatever you want to call it. It's all awful. And so the U.S. Has been talking about this. The Department of Commerce has been warning that companies should cut all ties with other companies who are, supplying the Chinese government with this. So this statement obviously can apply to Costco, Sam's Club. They sell Lorex products, also tech like Apple, Amazon, Tesla. You know, everybody has some tie to the Chinese government. And so at least stores are now taking a stand against it, because consumers are taking a stand, and that's a good thing.
It is. Number three, the Federal Communications Commission votes.
Right, and this is also kind of a continuation of the last story. So the FCC voted this week to revoke authorization for China Telecom's U.S. subsidiary that operates in the U.S. They cited national security concerns. It's a state-owned China Telecom. It's one of the largest telecommunications companies based in China, and it's been in the U.S. for about 20 years. They now have 60 days to get out. And essentially, the FCC, in some very strong language, said basically when they interviewed everyone from this company, they didn't find that there was any transparency, there was no trustworthiness or reliability, so they've got 60 days to pack their stuff and get out.
Right. Good riddance.
Which I think we're all in favor of. I haven't heard one person say that they don't think this is a good idea. So good for the FCC, finally.
Number two, another federal agency, the State Department, is set up to do something new. What is it?
Yep, Secretary of State Tony Blinken announced plans for the State Department to create a new Bureau of Cyberspace and Digital Policy. This is kind of overdue as well. The establishment of the Bureau has plans for a new envoy to oversee critical and emerging technology and, of course, watching out for online crimes, notably ransomware, assaults on U.S. infrastructure, which we hear all too often. And so the Bureau is going to focus on international cyberspace security, international digital policy, and digital freedom. So let's hope. I mean, as of this year already, we've paid $590 million to ransomware attacks. So it's ridiculous.
Number one,
who cares? Well, Facebook has been in the news all week, and so they've decided that they want to make a big announcement that they're changing the parent company name to Meta. This is their metaverse. And so Facebook will still be called Facebook on the social media app, but the larger entity will be called Meta from now on.
Isn't that
obviously
like
they're trying to, you know.
Did Google change their name to something else and not Google, even though it's always everyone?
Well, they were bought by Alphabet is what you're thinking.
Alphabet.
That's the parent company. So, yes, it's similar to that.
Right. Same thing. Means nothing. Who cares? All right, there it is, the top five items this week from technology. Thanks, Victoria. Doug here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
So as you guys know, Mark's gone.
The float artist at Fred's Floral just took off days before the parade. They need a replacement before business passes them by.
And who am I going to get to finish the float?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden's wrapped up his time at the Group of 20 summit, trying to convince Americans and the wider world that he's got things under control.
On climate change, Mr. Biden says he's got $900 billion planned for renewable energy, and that Congress will vote on it this coming week. It's part of his slimmed down but still massive tax and spend package. Republican critics say the Democrat measure will cost taxpayers too much. They accuse the president and his party of being cavalier when it comes to spending taxpayers' money, and they also accuse Democrats of using the massive legislation to try to advance what they call a wide range of leftist priorities. Ken Lorman reporting.
On supply chains, Mr. Biden claims his plans will make ports run better. For workers, he maintains he's building an economy with pay raises. And on diplomacy, the president believes world leaders trust him, but he acknowledged what he can't yet fix. That's bringing China and Russia to the table with a broader international community to deal with climate change. A proposal to replace the Minneapolis Police Department with a new public safety unit goes to the city voters this week.
The idea on Tuesday's ballot has its roots in the Abolish the Police movement that erupted after George Floyd was killed by a Minneapolis police officer last year. Bishop Richard Howell, along with other residents of color, believe it will leave them vulnerable to mounting crime and are against it.
It's unfortunate that it took George Floyd's death for this epiphany to be manifested at this time. But still, you don't have to make it worse by taking away the police department.
But Minister Janae Bates, along with a cross-section of other residents, support the measure.
We allow for an actual, real public safety system that puts the needs of the city first.
I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Mr. Coca here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Tuesday's governor election in Virginia is being seen by Democrats and Republicans alike as a bellwether for next year's midterm elections.
It's very close, and people need to turn out. I mean, obviously, if they haven't voted already.
Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent says things are looking good for Republicans.
Because if a race is close, the side with the momentum is usually the one that wins. So I think people are right.
Republicans hope a Glenn Youngkin victory next week over former Governor Democrat Terry McAuliffe will signal their party has momentum headed into the 2022 midterms. Bob Agnew reporting.
Shooting at a Halloween party in Texarkana, Texas, left one person dead, 9 others wounded. Near Chicago, a shooting at another Halloween party claimed the lives of 2 people and wounded 10. And an investigation continues in South Carolina, where 3 people were killed when an Amtrak passenger train hit an SUV on Saturday. No one on the train was hurt. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A woman who was fired after asking to bring an oxygen tank to work to help her breathe will get $25,000 in a federal settlement.
Trimark Foodcraft also agreed to train its staff on what qualifies as a reasonable accommodation under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Jean S. Perry worked as an accounting clerk for the kitchen equipment maker in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. She was fired after trying to return to work following a hospital stay for breathing problems related to a disability. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission's settlement also requires Trimark to clearly inform employees about their rights.
Jeremy House reporting. Democrats in Virginia scrambling to stave off disaster in the state's closely watched governor's race. Public polling has shifted in Republican Glenn Youngkin's direction in recent weeks. Terry McAuliffe, the Democrat, has struggled to energize his base as President Biden's approval ratings continue to fall. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with the second half of a hilarious offering from Harrison Fay. And then we turn significantly darker as we'll read from The Sealed Book. At the end of our previous show, Phil was on his way to get his driver's license renewed, but he's about to run into a little trouble. Listen for the actor playing the role of Cassidy. I believe it's Alan Reed, the future voice of cartoon character Fred Flintstone. It's from May 21st of 1950.
Hiya, Cassidy. What's on your mind?
Hey, George, I want you to do me a favor.
Sure.
Some wise guy named Phil Harris is coming in to renew his driver's license. He thinks he's a big shot. So when he comes in, I want you and the boys to give him the works.
Oh, we know how to handle that type. Hey, Jack, when this Harris guy comes in, I want you and Eddie to get in line and back of him and make believe you're applying for a license, too.
Okay, George.
We'll take care of Harris.
Drive crazy, fellas. Here he comes. He's the one with the blonde gal. I better duck.
All right, leave it us, Cassidy. Eddie, you and Jack go out and get in line and back of him, huh?
Say, pardon me, bud, but where do I renew my driver's license?
Oh, right here. What's your name, sir?
I, sir, am Phil Harris.
Phil Harris! Oh, wait till I tell the boys! Fellas, look who's here! Phil Harris!
See, Alice, it happens every time. You people are kind of impressed at seeing me, aren't you, bud?
Oh, yes. We haven't been so thrilled since Lassie came in for a dog license.
Now, what can I do for you?
Well, I want to have my license renewed.
Oh, very well. There'll be a few questions to answer. First, who were you sired by?
Well, why do I have to answer questions? All I want is a license. Here's my old one. Give me a new one.
Oh, you optimist, you. It's not that simple. Before I can stamp your license, you'll have to take an eye test, a road sign test, a traffic law test, a driving test, a loyalty test, a blood test, and a screen test.
Well, why do I have to go through all that? I've been driving for 20 years.
We have to be very strict about who we issue licenses to.
Do you mean that I have to go through all that, too?
Oh, I didn't see you, miss. What did you want, Blondie?
Well, I want a driver's license.
You ever had a license before, dear?
No. No, I've just learned to drive.
And you want a license, honey?
Yes, sir.
Here you are, darling. Take this over to window 4.
Oh, thank you. See you later, Phil.
Now, wait a minute. Why do I have to go through all those tests and she gets her license stamped right away?
She's prettier than you are.
Only because she's wearing makeup. Look, I'm sick and tired of the red tape. All I want to do is renew my license, and I don't need no written test or no eye test.
Now, please, the tests are very important for the safety of the public. And I got no time to argue. There are two men waiting in line in back of you.
But look, mister, I
now
want
please,
to...
Please, step aside.
Oh.
Now, what can I do for you, sir?
I want a driver's license.
Very well, step right up to the window.
What window? Very well. Where is it?
Right over here.
All right, don't help me. I'll manage to find it. This must be the window.
Get your nose out of my face.
Oh, pardon me. I mistook the lines in your face for the bars on the window. Now, let me see now. Where is that window?
This way.
Keep talking, keep talking. I'll come in on the sound of your voice.
Beep, 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 beep. There we are. Now you say you want a driver's license?
Yes.
Well, I'll have to give you the eye test. How is your vision?
Perfect.
You passed. Here's your license.
Nice thorough examination.
Thanks for the license. Now, if you'll just aim me toward the door, I'll be on my way.
Good luck. Oh, and by the way, if you ever get a chance, drop in and get yourself a pair of glasses, will you?
Well, I've been trying to for 3 years, but I can never find the optometrist's office. Well, I'll be seeing you.
With what? How come you gave him a license?
Who?
That baseball umpire that just left. What kind of an eye test was that?
Now, we have to be strict. We can't have reckless drivers on the streets. Now, what is it you wanted again?
I want to renew my driver's license. All I want is for you to...
Pardon me, bud. I'm next. I want a driver's license.
Oh, yes, sir. How long have you been driving?
2 weeks.
You got any... Got any tickets for traffic violations?
About 22.
You ever been jailed on a traffic charge?
6 or 7 times.
You ever hit a pedestrian?
Only when they get in my way.
I like your attitude.
Here's your license.
Hold it!
Now, why did you give him a license?
Well, why shouldn't I?
In 2 weeks, he got 22 tickets. He was in jail 7 times, and he hits pedestrians when they get in his way.
So he made one little mistake. I feel if a man is trying, he should be given another chance. After all, that's the democratic way you do it.
Never mind him. Now, how about me?
Oh, yes. What was it you wanted again?
I just want to renew my driver's license.
Well, why didn't you say so? If that's all you want, it won't take any time at all. Well, what do you know? 12 o'clock and time for lunch. I'll be back in an hour.
Come back here. Open that window. All I want is my driver's license. I...
I never did.
What are you laughing at? Oh, I just thought of a joke.
Who's laughing?
They put me through all that red tape, and the guy gave you your license just like that.
Oh, that was no license he gave me. That was just an application. I'm doing fine, dear. I just passed my eye test.
Oh, that was a tough one.
I passed my written test, too. And now I'm going out to take my driving test.
I got a tip for you.
What?
If you can hit somebody, it'll help.
We'll be right back with more of the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show right after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
Imagine your Wi-Fi was a highway. So what is Wi-Fi 6? Well, Wi-Fi 6 adds more lanes to your highway, increasing speed and performance. TP-Link's routers lead the way in this sector, so we asked Amir Kaptan from TP-Link to help define Wi-Fi 6.
It is more efficient, has higher capacity, faster transfer speeds, and is more stable and reliable compared to the current AC or, as most people may know, Wi-Fi 5 standard.
And it's all about transferring more data.
Schooling from home, working from home, that requires a lot of data transfer, whether it is your spouse watching TV, some playing video games, some are on the school website, virtual learning, and you are on conference calls or video calls. That bandwidth requires a wider highway for traffic to flow, in this case, data.
Check out your Wi-Fi 6 router options at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Over 30% of COVID survivors could experience PTSD. Some veterans have extreme cases of PTSD. Imagine sheltering in place forever. Learn how you can help an isolated or sick veteran at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
If you're worried about your borderline blood pressure, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
Garlic works safely and naturally to support my blood pressure.
Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula has a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals, so you know it works.
No garlic taste, no garlic breath.
Take charge of your blood pressure with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
And now, time for more Phil Harris and Alice Faye on When Radio Was.
Well, how are we doing, Cassidy?
Wonderful, George. Wonderful. You guys really got that Harris character going.
Hi, Officer Cassidy. Here are the groceries your wife wants you to bring home.
Oh, thanks, Julius.
What are you guys laughing at?
Some wise guy's trying to renew his driver's license. We're making it tough for him.
I don't think that's a very nice thing to do. Who is the poor fella you're doing this to?
Phil Harris.
As I was saying, it's not a very nice thing to do, and how can I help louse up the big slob?
Well, we're trying to think of some tough tests to give him. Have you got any suggestions?
Yeah, let me give him the tests. I'll tell him I'm a new clerk you put on part-time.
Okay. That's Harris banging on my window now. You better open it up, Julius.
Okay, this is going to be a pleasure.
Well, it's about time you opened your window.
What's on your mind, Max?
Well, sir, I want to renew my...
No, 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 not you.
Yeah, it's me.
What are you doing behind there, you little squirt?
I just started working part-time, and if you want a license, you'll have to deal with me.
Look, Julius, if you think I'm going to let you...
Please,
give me a...
don't aggravate me. I'm a very nasty little clerk when I'm upset. Now, let's get on with your test.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not going to take any tests from you because you won't give me a fair break.
Mr. Harris, I assure you my personal feelings will not bias my opinions.
Well, in that case, all right.
Just because I hate your guts don't mean I won't give you a fair test. Now, the first thing I got to do is give you the eye test.
I tell you, I'm not going to... The eye test? Oh, that's a cinch. I know how to answer that one. Go ahead, ask me the question.
How's your vision?
Perfect. I pass. Give me my license. Stamp, 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 stamp. Give me that.
Not so fast. Gotta read the chart on the wall first. Cover your left eye and read the top line.
Okay. A M L T.
Now cover your right eye and read the second line.
P R S V.
Now cover both eyes and read the third line.
If it's all right with you, can I feel the letters a little?
I'll be lenient. I'll let you read it with one eye open.
Oh, I'd hate to cheat like that.
Go ahead. Read the third line.
Q F X W Z.
Now pronounce it.
Balls. Quamps.
Why? You can't read English. You'd be a danger on the road. If you came across a word like that on a road sign, you wouldn't know what it meant.
Well, where will I ever come across a sign like that? It don't mean nothing.
That's what you think. In Czechoslovakia, it means no U-turn.
How do you like that? I've been driving for 20 years, and I didn't know that in Czechoslovakia, you're not allowed to make a quants. Look, I'm not going to take any more of this from you. This is the most outrageous thing that I've ever heard of. I'm not going to...
Okay, I'll take over now. I think we got about as far as we can with
it. You're darn right you have, because I'm a citizen, and I demand my rights.
Very well.
Very funny.
Now, what was it you wanted again?
I remember. You wanted to renew your driver's license.
Now we're getting someplace.
Well, just fill out this application, and in no time at all, we'll have... Well, the 5 o'clock whistle. Time to go home. Good night.
Wait. Open that window. Open the window, I say. You can't do this to me. I want my
license. Phil, look. I passed all the tests.
West and got my driver's license. How did you do?
I didn't get one. Come on, let's go home. I've been framed. They wouldn't give me my license.
Well, one consolation. Now that you can't drive, you can't get any more tickets. Oh, there's the car across the street.
Well, wait here, and I'll get Frankie to drive it over.
Oh, Phil! Phil, be careful crossing the street, you...
Don't tell me how to cross the street. I've been crossing them for 35 years.
Hey, Harris!
Oh, it's you, Cassidy.
I got something for you.
My driver's license?
No, a ticket for jaywalking.
No! No! Folks, this is Phil Harris again, and as you may know, at the present time, I'm crossing the country with a big two-hour stage show, including my chief stooge, Jackson Benny. Then we have Rochester, gorgeous film star Vivian Blaine, my whole band, and many other wonderful extra acts, all in person. Tonight we play Milwaukee. Tomorrow, Monday, we play Peoria. This Tuesday, we'll be in St. Louis. This Wednesday, Indianapolis. Thursday, Grand Rapids. Friday in Detroit. Saturday, Toledo. And next Sunday in Cleveland. It's a great show, and I hope you'll ask for your tickets early because they're going fast. Join us on the air again next Sunday. Thanks, and good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
From May 21st, 1950, I believe in the role of Cassidy was the future voice of cartoon character Fred Flintstone, Alan Reed. And speaking of animation actors, Phil Harris himself went on to work a few times for Walt Disney Pictures. He was the voice of Baloo the Bear in The Jungle Book, Thomas O'Malley in The Aristocats, and Little John, another bear, in the 1973 cartoon classic Robin Hood. I'm Greg Bell, and up next we'll read from The Sealed Book. Known as Murderer Unknown, it features a script by Robert A. Arthur and David Kogan, and begins here on When Radio Was, right after this.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales, many secrets hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Presently I'll tell you of nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
He's radio's grim conscience, The Whistler. And he's back with another collection of strange stories in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, The Whistler, Death Watch.
Murder is a peculiar affair. All it needs in many cases is the right pressure, the right set of circumstances, the right opportunity. And an otherwise respectable member of the community becomes a killer.
In these 20 tales of mystery, crime, and suspense, schemers find themselves trapped in a web of their own making.
All kinds of dough, and she didn't enjoy life. That's what I was thinking that day on the train. If she didn't enjoy life, why should she go on living?
Even when you know who's guilty, you receive a startling surprise at the final curtain.
Hello? Hello? Hello, who is it?
The Whistler Death Watch sells for $39.98. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code KILLER77.
Yes, the murderer returns to the scene of the crime and you can't help yourself. You may be caught, but you don't care anymore. Too bad.
This offer won't live forever, so order The Whistler Death Watch today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code KILLER77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
I recently saw a photo of a New York City bar where the TV behind the bar was super long and extended the length of the wall. Well, what if you could make your TV screen at home as long or as tall as you needed to fit a space? Well, that's exactly what you can do with Samsung's micro LED technology. Jeff Ingram from Samsung explains.
There are a lot of variations of our micro LED technology, and as you mentioned, the wall. We can customize different aspect ratios, and we can create different you know, formats in terms of how you want to deliver a picture to the room that you're placing it in, whether it, like you said, it's a bar, whether it's in a business. But the big announcement was being able to deliver ones for consumers that were already pre-assembled, and they just basically take it out of the box.
And for more info on micro LED, check out Samsung.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. This upcoming horror mystery program was a summer series, headed up by the same folks behind the much longer-running Mutual program, The Mysterious Traveler. Now, that included the writing team of Robert A. Arthur and David Kogan, and producer-director Jock McGregor. This episode, titled Murderer Unknown, is from August 19th, 1945.
The Sealed Book. Once again, the keeper of the book has opened the ponderous door to the secret vault, wherein is kept the great sealed book, in which is recorded all the secrets and mysteries of mankind through the ages. Here are tales of every kind. Tales of murder, of madness, of dark deeds, strange and terrible beyond all belief. Keeper of the book, I would know what tale we tell this time. Open the great book and let us read. Slowly, the great book opens. One by one, the keeper of the book turns the pages and stops. Ah, the strange story of a scoundrel who swindled the innocent, only to find that all his wealth could not protect him from justice. A tale titled Murderer Unknown. The tale, Murderer Unknown, as it is written in the pages of the sealed book. Our story begins as Martin Scott enters the large and luxurious offices of Gerald Morgan. Scott, his face white and tense, is talking to Morgan's private secretary.
But Jason, I tell you, you've got to let me see him.
I'm sorry, Mr. Scott, but Mr. Morgan can't be disturbed.
But it's a matter of life and death, man. You
what
can't...
What's all the noise out here about?
Oh, but Gerald...
Oh, if you mind.
Gerald, you've got to see me. It's something that concerns both of us.
Concerns both of us? Forget you're no longer a partner in this firm.
In spite of that, it concerns the two of us.
All right, come into my office. You too, Jason.
Yes, Mr. Morgan.
Well, what is it, Martin?
Yesterday morning, I received this letter in the mail. As it had a black border, I naturally thought it was just a death announcement. But when I opened it... Here, read it for yourself.
You'll die first, Martin Scott. Then Gerald Morgan will die. There's no escape. Well, what about it? Obviously, it's the work of a crank.
Yes. That's what I thought after I'd read it. But late last night, someone took a shot at me as I was approaching my home. As you can see by this bullet hole in my hat, I had a rather close shave.
Someone took a shot at you? But who?
You must remember, Gerald, that when you took this company away from me, you also ruined almost 100 stockholders.
My gaining control of this company was entirely within the law.
Well, from what happened last night, it seems obvious one of the stockholders doesn't agree. Whether we like it or not, we have to combine against this threat.
And exactly what do you propose?
This morning, I hired a private detective, Philip Walker, to investigate. He wanted $200 for his fee, but I only had 100.
And seeing that I'm a party of the second part in this threatening letter... You think it only fair I pay the other half of Mr. Walker's fee?
Yes.
That's reasonable enough. I'll send you a check for $100.
Thank you. I'll keep in touch with you, Gerald.
Yes, do. Goodbye, Martin.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Jason.
Goodbye, Mr. Scott. Well, Jason, you heard Mr. Scott's good story. What do you think?
Mr. Scott is a poor liar.
Exactly, Jason. I'm very curious to know what Martin's next move in this little game will be. What was the name of that private detective he said he hired?
Philip Walker.
Ah, yes, Philip Walker. Have him call on me as soon as possible, Jason. There are a few things I'd like to discuss with Mr. Walker.
A few days later, Martin Scott, a terrified look on his face, rushed into Gerald Morgan's office.
Gerald, I've got to talk to you.
Now we mustn't get excited,
oh,
Martin.
Please.
4 days have passed and I see you're still alive.
Gerald, I received another letter. It says I'm to die tonight at midnight. Look.
So it does. Too bad, Martin. Looks as though I'll have to pay for your funeral after all. Jason, you'd better make arrangements.
Don't joke, Gerald. If he kills me, you'll be next.
What do you suggest?
I want to leave town. Go far away.
Oh. Hmm. And of course, you want me to lend you the money.
Oh, I know I haven't any prospects now, Gerald, but I'll pay you back somehow. All I want is $5,000. It's nothing to you, but to me, it's the difference between living and dying.
Really, Martin, you give me credit for very little intelligence.
What do you mean?
Come, Martin, why don't you admit you put the bullet through your hat yourself and wrote those letters all in an effort to get money out of me?
You don't believe me.
No, Martin, I don't believe you. For the past 3 days, every move you've made has been reported to me by Mr. Walker.
Philip Walker?
Yes, Martin. The detective you hired. It was a simple matter to buy his services away from you. As usual, it was just a question of money.
But, Gerald, you've got to...
In last night's report, Walker states that you left home at 9:25 to mail a letter. That letter you mailed couldn't by any chance be the death threat which you received this morning, could it?
Gerald, don't be a fool. I tell you, someone's out to murder both of us.
Well, I shall begin worrying when you've been killed. And rest assured that if anything happens to you tonight, I'll see to it you get a decent burial. What? Who could that be at this hour?
There's only one way to find out. Oh, all right. If you won't answer it, I will. Although I, you don't think...
Oh, shut up. I'll come with you. Hey, do you think we're deaf? Shut up, you fool.
Oh, his face is covered with blood. Who is he?
I don't know.
Gerald.
Martin, hold the door open while I carry him in.
All right, Gerald.
Almost unconscious. Loss of blood. Yeah. Easy now.
That's it. Oh, no use. Geraldy. Oh,
his face looks as though it had been slashed a dozen times.
He's horribly mutilated.
Gerald, what's he clutching in his hand?
It's a letter. With a black border.
What's it say? Can you make it out?
It's difficult to read with the blood on it. It says, this is the last letter you'll ever... receive, Scott. Your time has come.
Oh, Gerald, what does it mean?
Stop asking so many questions and call Dr. Richards.
Oh, all right.
Martin. Martin, can you hear me?
Gerald, at midnight, he came for me.
Who, Martin, who?
I never had a chance.
Tell me, Martin, who did this to you?
He said, after I died, you would be next.
But who, Martin, who?
Dr. Richards will be right over, Gerald.
It's too late. He's dead.
As Gerald Morgan drove to his office the morning following Martin Scott's death, he kept glancing over his shoulder nervously. A cold fear gripped him until he entered his office.
Good morning, Mr. Morgan.
Good morning, Jason.
I read in the morning papers what happened to Mr. Scott. It came as quite a shock.
Yes, I'm afraid I did Martin a grave injustice not believing his story. Why, look at the way he tried to warn me after he'd been mortally wounded.
He wasn't able to name his assailant, was he?
Unfortunately, no. He died just as he was about to name him.
Hmm, that's too bad.
Yes, now I'm next. Whoever murdered isn't going to succeed in my case.
I'm sure he won't. Mr. Walker is waiting to see you.
I'll have him come in.
Yes.
Mr. Morgan will see you now, Mr. Walker.
Good morning, Mr. Morgan.
Good morning, Walker. Have a seat.
Thank you. I read about what happened at your home last night. It's too bad you removed me from the case yesterday afternoon.
What do you make of it, Walker?
The manner in which Scott was so brutally murdered seems to suggest that the murderer is a maniac. And maniacs are dangerous, Mr. Morgan.
If you're looking for a fat fee, you'll get it without trying to frighten me into it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Morgan. I didn't mean...
Never mind. Your one job is to catch the man who murdered Martin Scott and is out to get me.
Yes, sir.
Scott believed that one of the former stockholders of this company was after him. And now I'm of the same opinion.
Yes, Mr. Morgan.
Yeah. Here's a list of the stockholders. Hire as many assistants as you need. Spare no expense, but find Scott's murderer.
We'll do our best, Mr. Morgan. Meanwhile, I'd better arrange a bodyguard for you.
Pardon me, Mr. Morgan, but perhaps a trip somewhere might be wiser.
Yes. Quite right, Jason. Even with a bodyguard, a man can be murdered. I think the idea of a trip, a long one, is an excellent suggestion.
Well, where do you intend to go, Mr. Morgan?
That I'm not telling anyone, not even you, Walker.
But how will I get in touch with you if something comes up?
Merely insert a notice on the personal column of the Morning Record. I'll get in touch with you, if I think it's important.
Very well, Mr. Morgan.
Jason, call my home and have my wife pack her things and mine. Tell her we're leaving town immediately.
You're listening to The Sealed Book on When Radio Was. We'll be right back after this short intermission.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Your phone is full of germs on the screen and case. Well, CleanPhone is about the size of a toaster, where you simply drop your phone in and it uses ultraviolet light or UVC to kill the surface germs. Ronan Bennin from CleanPhone explains.
It's like a touchless toaster with sensors that detect the phone so that nobody has to ever touch the CleanPhone device. A single sanitation cycle cleans all around the nooks and crannies of the entire phone, as well as all the surfaces.
But is CleanPhone effective against COVID-19?
So the CleanPhone safely uses powerful UVC light to eliminate 99.99% of viruses and bacteria living on phones. The dose of UVC that the CleanPhone emits is enough to deactivate COVID-19.
Head over to glistener.com to check it out. That's GLISSNER.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Are you suffering from too much house? Is your house too big for your current needs and you want to simplify your life? If you want to sell your house and downsize, or if you've inherited a property you don't need, then call my friends at the Home Buying Network today for a fast cash offer. We've helped hundreds of people just like you who want to sell a house and downsize fast. With no real estate commissions, fees, or other normal house selling hassles, we make selling your house easy. We don't list your house, we buy it for fast cash. In most cases, our specialists can buy your house in just a few days or when you want. Make this free call now to downsize your house and get a fast cash offer.
Paid for by the Sierra Group. Call 800-930-1737, 800-930-1737, 800-930-1737. That's 800-930-1737.
And now, let's get back to The Sealed Book on When Radio Was.
Now that we're well on our way, I feel much safer. This trip was an excellent suggestion, Jason.
Pardon me, Mr. Morgan, but you haven't given me my course yet. I'm still flying due west.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Here's a map with our destination on it, Jason. We're flying to a small lodge in the North Woods. There's a small clearing nearby where you'll be able to land.
Yes, Mr. Morgan.
You'll find it an ideal vacation spot. There will be perfect safety for Walker to catch Scott's murderer.
Jason?
Good morning, Mrs. Morgan. Mr. Morgan.
Good morning.
Did you sleep well?
Perfectly, thank you. 2 weeks here has made me feel like a new man. Ah, wonderful air.
Yes, it is. I have here a copy of the Morning Record.
Is there a message from Walker in the personal column?
Yes, sir. The message reads, "Nothing found as yet, but I'm working hard."
I see. Well, couldn't expect him to uncover the murderer in 2 weeks.
No, sir.
After all, there are over 100 stockholders, and any one of them might be guilty.
Good morning, madame. Gentlemen, a wonderful day for fishing, no?
Yes, it is. What have you got there, Pierre?
Just a few supplies, madame. Oh, yes, yes. A letter for your husband.
Huh? A letter?
Oui. My brother Jacques, who runs the general store and who is also postmaster, he gave it to me.
But no one knows I'm here. No one.
But it is addressed to you, Mr. Jones. Here, you can see for yourself.
Is there any return address on it, Mr. Morgan?
No, it's addressed to Mr. Jones, care of Postmaster St. Clair. Letter's postmarked from Portland yesterday. Only one way to find out if this letter is meant for me. Why, another letter inside it. A black border.
Huh.
And it's addressed to Gerald Morgan. No matter where you flee, I shall follow. There's no escape.
A few minutes later, after a few bags had been hastily packed, a plane took off from a small clearing in the woods. Hour after hour, it flew due southwest, and when the fuel was almost gone, it landed near a small village in Indiana. Gerald and his wife went to the only hotel in the village.
Gerald, it was dreadful enough flying 1,000 miles in 8 hours, but it's too much to expect me to stay at a miserable inn like this. Just look at this room.
Gabe, if you value that lovely white neck of yours, you'll do exactly as I say. We're staying at this inn because it's secluded and safe. Who is it?
It's Jason.
Oh, just a minute. Come in, Jason. Did you get rid of the plane and send the telegram to Walker?
Yes, I did.
What did you say in the telegram?
Well, I told him that the murderer had been in Portland yesterday, and that he was to fly there and make every effort to apprehend him.
Good. Walker's no fool. He'll have his men in every hotel, station, and bus terminal in Portland. They have photographs of all the stockholders, and sooner or later they'll catch up with the guilty man.
But suppose he's already left Portland.
Walker will still find him. Now stop talking about it. We're perfectly safe here. All we have to do is wait.
Jason, where's Gerald?
He just went down to the bar to see if the Morning Record has arrived yet.
Jason.
Yes, dear.
Are you the one who's sending him those letters?
Why, darling, what a question to ask the man you love.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jason. I don't care what you do. You promised
me... Be careful. Someone's coming. Mr. Morgan, I see you were able to get a copy of the Morning Record. Anything in it from Walker?
Yes, but it's all bad. They weren't able to find the murderer in Portland.
It's too bad.
I told him to spare no expense, and he let the murderer slip through his fingers. Ah, the fools.
I'll answer it, sir.
This letter came from Mr. Anderson.
Thank you.
Another letter?
Yes, it was posted last night from Toledo.
But how could he have known we were here? We left no trail.
Should I open it?
Yes.
And there's another envelope within it.
The black border.
Yes, and it's addressed to you.
Open it. See what he says.
No matter where you flee, you can't escape me. Your time is drawing near.
Less than 10 minutes after receiving the black bordered letter, Gerald Morgan was fleeing for his life. Hour after hour, he raced his car through the Indiana countryside, stopping only for gas. He drove recklessly with fear in his eyes.
Oh, Gerald must drive so fast. Several times we've almost had an accident.
Keep quiet. I'm stopping in the next garage. We're going to leave the car there.
Leave the car?
Yes. I'm not taking any chances of his tracing us through the license plates.
But, Gerald, where are we?
We're on the outskirts of Chicago. Now, Jason, we've got to be clever. We're separating. You're to go to the Westview Hotel and take a suite for yourself under an assumed name, do you understand?
Perfectly.
Mrs. Morgan and I will slip into the suite after you've engaged it, with no one the wiser. And by the way, send a telegram to Walker and notify him that the murderer was in Toledo last night. And this time, he must be caught.
That must be Jason.
Yes, I'll let him in. Were you able to get a copy of the morning record, Jason?
Yes, I was.
Give it to me. Let me see. Ah, here we are. No success in Toledo. We'll continue search. Fools. Another opportunity to catch him lost. How long do they think I can go on this way?
I'm sure you can depend on Walker.
Gerald, why don't you go and lie down for a little while?
I'm perfectly all right.
But you look tired. A little rest would do you good.
Oh, yes, I suppose it would. Call me if there's any word from Walker.
Jason, come over to the window where he won't be able to hear us.
What's the matter, Eve? You look so upset.
Well, you saw the way he acted, Jason. He's losing his nerve, going to pieces. And when Gerald's frightened, he becomes violent, almost a maniac.
What are you trying to say?
Jason, you've got to stop sending him those letters. I tell you, it's dangerous.
So, you really think I'm the one who's sending those letters to
who
him,
else
huh?
Could it be?
Yes, Jason. Who?
Gerald!
Mr. Morgan, what are you doing with that gun?
You haven't answered my wife's question, Jason.
I tell you, I know absolutely nothing about those letters.
Really? Perhaps you haven't noticed, but there's another one just been slipped under our door.
Oh, no, no.
Yes, my dear. We'll see what this one says. As usual, there's another envelope in beside it, and with a black border.
But, Gerald, please don't open it. God, I can't stand it.
Come, dear. It's only fair that I should know what it says as well as Jason. No matter where you flee, I'll find you. When the clock strikes midnight, you die. So, you two had decided to get rid of me tonight.
No, Gerald, no.
I tell you, I had nothing to do with the sending of those letters.
Really, Jason. In all our travels, we left no trail behind. You two were the only ones who knew where I was.
You must listen to me. I tell you, I had nothing to do with them.
You're exceedingly clever, Jason. I've never denied that. With me out of the way, you could gain control of my company.
Your accusation is absurd. If that's true, why should I have killed Martin Scott? He had nothing to do with the company anymore.
Quite so, but with me dead, he might have gained control of the company instead of you. Therefore, you decided to remove the two of us. You gambled, Jason, and lost.
Gerald, why are you turning on the radio?
We're parting company, my dear. And I feel the need of music.
No. No, you can't shoot me. I tell you, I'm innocent.
Gerald, I had nothing to do with this scheme. I swear I didn't.
You wouldn't want the man you love to die alone, would you, my
you
dear?
You must listen to me. You must. I can prove I had no part in it if you'll only give me a chance.
Gerald, no!
No.
You were both very clever. But you were dealing with Gerald Morgan. You sent your last threatening letter. Get out of here. The gun. I'll wipe my fingerprints off it and place it in Jason's hand. Perhaps the police will think it's a double suicide. If not, they still can't prove anything against me. No one saw me come to the hotel. No one even knows I'm in Chicago. I'll return home and get someone to act as my alibi. The police will never know. Who's that?
Open up. It's the police.
You can only have a few minutes, Mr. Walker.
Thank you.
Walker, what are you doing here?
I've come to deliver a letter.
A letter?
Yes. Here. Mm-hmm.
What? It's from Martin Scott, dated December 5th. Well, that was the night he was murdered.
Yes.
Dear Gerald, a week ago my physician told me I had but a few months to live. After I once got over the shock, I suddenly felt free to do what 100 ruined stockholders wanted to do, but couldn't.
I could easily have come to your office and killed you, Gerald, but I didn't want you to die so easily. Knowing you as well as I do, I began to plan your future for you. My plan began the day I came to your office with a death threat and the hat with a bullet hole in it. You reacted just as I knew you would. You bribed the detective I'd hired. When I appeared at your office this morning and showed you the second letter I'd received, saying I died tonight at midnight. You laughed at me for trying to extort money from you. That, too, I had planned on. In 1 hour, it will be midnight. And according to my plan for you, I must be murdered. I am going to slash myself with a knife, Gerald, and then go to your home to die. You're going to watch me die, Gerald. And no fear as you've never known it before. After I'm gone, you will begin to receive the same kind of threatening letters which I sent myself. You will run away, Gerald. But wherever you go, a letter will find you. You'll become insanely frightened. And in time, you'll turn on the only person who could be logically betraying your movements, Jason.
If things work out as I planned, the great fear in you will drive you to kill him. When you're in prison, waiting for the end, you'll receive this letter. And at last know which one of the stockholders made you pay for your crimes. Martin Scott. No. No, it can't be.
But it is, Mr. Morgan.
But if Jason didn't send me those letters, who did?
You forget, Mr. Morgan, that I know where to find you. You had Jason send me telegrams, and they were easy to trace.
Then it was you who sent those letters.
Yes, I was the one who carried out Martin Scott's plan.
But I bought you, gave you thousands of dollars.
All of your checks were torn up. Martin Scott was my friend.
You can't do this to me. You can save me if you want to. I'm rich. I'll pay you any amount of money you want. Walker, listen to me.
You'll have to leave now, Mr. Walker. It's almost...
No, Walker. You can't. You can't let them kill me. I'll pay you anything. Anything. Walker!
And so ends the tale, Murderer Unknown, as it is written in the sealed book. At midnight, Gerald Morgan was executed in the electric chair. Twisted indeed are the strands of fate in which destiny entangles mere mortals. Keeper of the book, before you close the great volume, show us the tale we tell next time. This one. Ah, yes. The tale of a human derelict who one night stumbled into a pawn shop and there sold 5 years of his life to a strange and mysterious pawnbroker. The tale is called Time on My Hands. Be sure to be with us again next time when the sound of the great gong heralds another strange and exciting tale from The Sealed Book. The Sealed Book, produced and directed by Jock McGregor, is written by Bob Arthur and David Cogan.
Murderer Unknown, as produced for the summer series The Sealed Book, back on the evening of August 19, 1945. As I shared at the beginning, the writing team of Robert A. Arthur and David Cogan also penned scripts for The Mysterious Traveler. As a matter of fact, some of their stories were produced for both programs. Meanwhile, Jock McGregor spent time directing each of those series, as well as Nick Carter, Master Detective, The Strange Dr. Weird, Crime Club, and others. McGregor was also an actor on both radio and occasionally on television, seen on Martin Kane, The Big Story, and Naked City. A question this time indeed about Jock McGregor, the actor. He would be seen in a 1956 episode of a hit television sitcom, playing the role of the Grand High Exalted Mystic Ruler of the Raccoons, in which the title character, first name Ralph, mistakenly believes he's about to be named Raccoon of the Year. I'll name that series, then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Rock out with MusicRewind.com and Teenage Rebels, a 3-CD collection of 80 teen pop, doo-wop, and killer rock and roll classics that will keep you grooving all night. Enjoy the original recordings from legendary music groups and artists such as Elvis Presley, the Cadillacs, Bo Diddley, Chuck Berry, the Marvelettes, Gene Vincent, and many more. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to paint the town red with your favorite Teenage Rebels. Order now and pay only $19.98, plus receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code REBELS77.
Now don't you ever make her cry. I'm living right next door to an angel, and I just...
Buy Teenage Rebels to get the party started today. Do the peppermint twist with Joey D and the Starlighters and answer the question, do you want to dance with Bobby Freeman? Just go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to pay the low price of $19.98. Don't forget promo code REBELS77 to save on shipping. Order Teenage Rebels now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to get this amazing compilation of 80 teen pop classic hits on 3 CDs. Remember promo code REBELS77 for your special savings on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra-compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about a 1950s hit television sitcom and a specific episode, which featured radio actor-director Jock McGregor as Morris Fink, the grand, high-exalted, mystic ruler of the Raccoons. The series is The Honeymooners, and the episode The Loudspeaker finds Jackie Gleason as Ralph mistakenly believing he's about to be named Raccoon of the Year, only to find out the honor is actually going to his pal Ed, as played by Art Carney. Well, I'm Craig Bell, and we're done this time around. Be sure, though, to visit us at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
Chad Benson Show.
The Dana Show.
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.